brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This Monday edition is going to be a broadcast that I assure you, you do not want to miss. We have 4 hours laying out before us today. We'll be simulcasting the second, third, and fourth hour, or three-fourths of this radio broadcast, at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. Coming up in the next hour, you'll be joining us via video Skype. How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Paul Craig Roberts. His new book just out. We got an advanced copy of it here in my hot little hands. He'll talk about what's happening in Europe with Spain and Greece and others. The euro now in danger. Gold exploding in value today. That is all coming up. Also, Bill Gates calling for population reduction. Well, he's a big eugenicist. He's called for forced Planned Parenthood type activities, and reporters always say, but he wants to help the African children. We'll be breaking that down today. He's also saying global warming is real and is going to kill all of us if we don't cut our carbon footprint and stop having as many children now. It doesn't matter that ClimateGate has completely discredited these people. It doesn't matter that Professor Phil Jones, the head scammer, collating all the fraud for the UN, has admitted we haven't been warming since 1995 and have been cooling since 2001. Doesn't matter that today, London Guardian, climate scientist withdrawal journal claims of rising sea levels. Well, any idiot could simply go to major port cities that have been recording, in many cases in Europe, over 200 years, the exact water line. Or you can go to San Francisco, just search engine the term sea level measurement San Francisco. You'll get hundreds of graphs from the Navy, shipping concerns. The city's been keeping records since the 1840s. The water level is down. It's down. It's down. Let me say that again. Down, 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 down. I don't need the UN to admit they were lying. Okay? You can check weather pattern records going back hundreds of years, and nothing's been recorded as well as the water level, because that's what sailors are obsessed with. Navigation, weather records, sea levels. Absolutely incredible. By the way, that doesn't matter to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. I mean, every day I try to not talk about this guy, but he's so duplicitous, so backstabbing. He says one thing 1 minute, the next minute, you know, one day it's we need new taxes, the next day we've got to cut taxes. Or one day the Patriot Act's good, the next day it's bad, and the next day it's good. Always when it's a key time for a vote or something, he supports it. And there's a USA Today big featured interview with him. Don't judge Beck by his cover. The inside story of red-hot conservative Glenn Beck reveals a softer side. And then it starts out by saying he believes in global warming. The article's called In Defense of Glenn Beck. The left detest him, and some conservatives say he's undermining the cause. The truth is, he must be doing something right. And then it goes on to have him say that he believes global warming is real. I mean, you cannot make this type of stuff up. But so does Sarah Palin. But look, that's not our top stories. Over the weekend, several different financial news sites, like The Future of Capitalism and Business Insider, and we link to these stories, began reporting that Citigroup, depending on how you look at it, the fourth or third largest, but it's in the top five banks, warned customers it may refuse to allow withdrawals. Well, we went out and found the actual link from the Citigroup Bank website where they said, yes, it's nationwide, and the feds ordered them to do this, to say they may hold your deposits. We're going to be breaking this down as well. The latest on the kamikaze attack last Thursday in Austin. The picture is getting a lot clearer. Stay with us. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts breaking down the latest developments in the economy, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy at the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, will be joining us to talk about the state of the world economy. Now, I'm going to get into bank runs and the big developments on that front here in just a moment. But later, after Dr. Roberts leaves us, I want to get into Glenn Beck a little bit more. The problem with Beck is, and this show covering him, is that I'm busy making films, not just a film I'm producing that I'm directing, but also Jason Burmes's that is incredibly powerful, Invisible Empire. I am busy running this operation, the business side of it. I'm not complaining here. And I'm busy reading government documents, legislation. Conservatively, I scan over probably 300 pieces of news a day. I'm totally addicted. I can't go to sleep at night. All I do is read. And so I have hundreds of big issues we need to cover and talk about. Why do I spend so much time, a couple hours a week probably total now, on Glenn Beck? Because he is a key operative placed in our midst to stab us in the back and sell us out at key opportunities. And that's 100%. It's 100%. I mean, Limbaugh is Limbaugh and doesn't really change. Okay? Limbaugh was not for the banker bailout. Michael Savage was not for it. And they're not perfect by any stretch of the yardstick. But with Beck, he is a total actor. He admits that's what he is an actor. And it's all fake. And everything is a lie or a deception. I went ahead and watched a lot of his CPAC speech last night. And you would see that and see a lot of things that are true in it. But then tomorrow or the next day, he'll say 180 degrees in the opposite direction. That's the problem. And this is a guy who's calling for a value-added tax or sales tax on top of the income tax. This is a guy calling for reauthorization of the Patriot Act. This is a guy that said the Homeland Security MIAC reports demonizing conservatives and patriots. He read over the list and said a lot of it was reasonable. This is a guy who, just everything's a deception. I saw a clip this morning. I only had time to watch about 4 minutes of it. Every clip I watched was pure evil. And he was saying a few weeks ago, oh, look at all these old executive orders about taking over power and production and manufacturing and crops and roads and the states. But he said the conspiracy theorists tell you this is going on now. They're liars. This was all rescinded. Well, yes, back in the 10,000 series, and then each subsequent president reissues their executive orders. But on average, more than 99% of the executive orders are kept. They just issue them in a new series number. Everything in those executive orders he showed has been brought back in by Nixon and by Ford and by Jimmy Carter and by Reagan and by Bush Sr. and by Clinton and by Bush W. and by Obama. Obama reissued PDD 51 in the accompanying executive order. But what they do is they bundle all the executive orders of the last president because that's an act of that president. Sometimes they take one out or change something in it of hundreds and hundreds that presidents signed. Some are 500, some 600, some 200. But it's up in the mid-13,000s now from 10,000 back under Kennedy. Going all the way back to George Washington with the first one they issued. The first few were about the type of plates Martha Washington wanted money to buy to entertain dignitaries. They're in New York at the residence of the president before it moved on after his death to D.C. near his farm. So all the way back to executive order number one, which dealt with the type of horses they wanted to buy or the type of plates, the type of lanterns, I mean, or what color to paint the residence. That was all a president could issue. With his budget given to him by Congress, he could decide under congressional review what type of ham to buy when the ambassador from France or England was visiting. I mean, it's incredible. You can read about them buying teacups and Martha Washington complaining she had to buy cruddy ones because there was no money. Until you fast forward to Obama saying, I don't care if you don't pass the greenhouse gas taxes. I'm just going to do it. And he doesn't even need an executive order. He said he'll just order the bureaucracy to do it. And signing statements that he promised he wouldn't do, and now he's expanding it and outstripping even Bush. And I've gone over all these executive orders. I know their numbers. We've written articles about them. But he uses a little lawyer trick like that to say, don't worry, none of these executive orders are on the books. Nixon, who was a good guy, got rid of them. Complete and total lie. Nixon actually implemented those Kennedy-era executive orders under new executive order numbers. You can go pull them up, and that's how he put price controls in. That's how he took us off the gold and silver standard. That's how he did all the things he did. What are you talking about? It's just everything is a deception with this guy. He'll sit there and say the truth for 5 minutes and then lies for another 5 minutes, and then the next day, it's like he'll have Ron Paul on and then attack him the next day. He is duplicitous. With Rush Limbaugh, what you hear 1 year is the same a year later. When Matt Drudge was on the radio, what you hear 1 year is the same the next year. With Michael Savage, what you hear 1 year is the same the next year. No one is as sneaky and deceptive as this guy. And look, folks, I could go on for hours about all the stuff Beck does. That's the problem. And I am tempted to make a full-blown film about him. But then I think, no, I've got to make a eugenics film. I've got to make a chemtrail film. I've only got so much energy. Our films reach tens of millions of people, each one conservatively. I have a responsibility. Should I make a film about him? Because I can't just do this in a half-ass way, as they say. I've got to really do it if I do it. I mean, I can destroy this guy. I seriously damage him. Just his own attack on Deborah Medina lost him 500,000 viewers 2 weeks in. And he's now admitting he's had quite a backlash. Just stop it, Beck. Stop it. They got rid of Lou Dobbs at CNN. He wasn't perfect for the drug war and a few other things I'm against. But the guy's for real. And he was serious. He was real. He never changed. He's real. And all I want is somebody who's real. That's why everybody loves Ron Paul. He doesn't flip-flop. He doesn't waffle. That's why he won the CPAC poll. And Fox News is attacking that, saying it's unscientific now. They always hail it as, oh, my gosh, the most influential conservatives in the country, thousands of them taking the straw poll. Ron Paul heads above everybody else. He's gotten one of the biggest percentages ever at CPAC. And Fox News today is saying none of this counts. None of this is important. None of this means anything. In fact, will you print me the raw story about that? Watson's got it linked up on prisonplanet.com, but I didn't see it in my stacks that I IM'd over to be printed. Thank you. May have missed it. Headlines like Fox News attacks CPAC poll or tries to discredit it. The point is that Ron Paul got a standing ovation last year at CPAC. He's anti-war. He gave an anti-war speech explaining how it's destroying America and bankrupting us, and he got a standing ovation. It's an illusion that conservatives won all these wars. It's an illusion liberals want it. Nobody wants it, but maybe 20% of the population. And I've talked to liquor store owners and pizza place owners. They say when a war starts that more liquor gets sold than the 4th of July, Christmas, and New Year's rolled into one. I mean, it is, you got people that have an extension of their manhood watching shock and awe and whole skylines being blown to bits, and they get big bottles of Jack Daniels and pizza, and they get drunk for a week, laying back, feeling manly. It is ridiculous. It's just like people that go to a football game and feel manly yelling for their team. They're taking normal tribal energies you've got. You want to yell and scream and feel manly? Feel manly about how we're destroying the global warming myth. We're routing these people. And that's another thing. You know, I don't have time to research all this. I've just seen it over the years. I've heard Glenn Beck over and over again on radio and TV say global warming's real. I've heard Sarah Palin say it. We've got to do something. You know, until it came out 4 months ago, the climate gate, most of the Fox News shows were saying they believed in it. Now they flip-flopped. But don't believe me. I mean, this is just one that fell in my lap this morning that Jaron sent me that he happened to catch. That was Kurt Nemo actually sent me this, because I'm not even really looking at Glenn Beck stuff. It's just like littered like a city park with dog droppings. You know, I'm not looking for the dog droppings, but I can't walk to the park without getting it all over my shoes. I'm always stepping in Glenn Beck, and I want it out of my life, okay? I'm sick of it. We're trying to save the Republic here and the planet from tyranny. Here he is in USA Today. Today. This is Sunday, actually. CNN, he believes in global warming. And they interviewed him. You'd be an idiot not to notice the temperature change, he says. He also says there's a legit case that global warming has, at least in part, been caused by mankind. He's trying to do his part by buying a home with a green design using energy-saving products. I'm willing to do anything but use the CFLs. He says of the compact fluorescent light bulbs. I put them in once and couldn't stand them. The way they lit up the room. I mean, you know, and then I tell you stuff like this. It's like when I walked in McBride's gun shop like 3 years ago to buy the similar shotgun to what Cheney had to prove he had to be closer than what they were saying in the news to have the pellets go through the guy's vest, his hunting vest, through his shirt and then into his heart, through his ribs, into his heart. So we went and bought a rubber dummy and shot it and showed that he had to be a lot closer. Point is, I walk into McBride's. And this guy gets in my face behind the counter. He goes, you know, I don't like you lying on air and saying Bush supported the assault weapons ban. And I said, well, sir, I'm just here to buy a shotgun. He really did. And then one of the owners walked over and said, no, he's right. How you doing, Alex? And the guy's like, who? Don't send me emails saying he doesn't support the global warming garbage, okay? He does. Now, at key times, he'll come out and halfway criticize it, but then flip-flop back. Look. If you want value-added taxes and sales taxes, and if you want global warming taxes, and you want the Patriot Act that's designed for you, the Patriots, and you want banker bailouts, and you want all of this, then fine, support him. But stop saying he's the leader, okay? It's a lie.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The point I was trying to make, and I'm getting into the huge banking news, is that I'm watching Glenn Beck about 10% of the time out of one eye. And it's so horrible and so obvious that this guy is a complete shill and a fraud from the establishment to try to suppress a true constitutionalist, populist, libertarian takeover of the Republican Party. You read the Republican Party platform in Texas and other states, it sounds like Alex Jones wrote it. Get us out of the UN, get out of the New World Order, end the NAFTA GATT scam, erect fair tariffs against China and others that have tariffs against us. on and on, control our borders, but it isn't implemented. Instead, you see a tripling of government, banker looting, all of it. Police state. Remember, it was Bush that issued in April of 2008 through Homeland Security the Mayak report that got leaked once Obama was in office. We pointed it out day one. It was bipartisan, but all the big neocon sites and Fox News and Glenn Beck that picked it up and made it their own story didn't tell you that. Now, Ron Paul has won the coveted CPAC straw poll that they always hail. You know, Reagan won this back in 79. And they said, that's it, he's going to win. He's who the conservatives want. Thousands of the most prestigious conservatives in the country all meet once a year, and they said, we want Ron Paul. No one got even close in the straw poll. He trounced Mitt Romney. And see, they know everything's perception. It's like in Texas. Oh, I'm scratching her off my list, Beck said. Oh, that's it. Deborah Medina, can't have her. Doesn't matter if she said stuff even lighter on 9/11 than Sarah Palin is darling, Mrs. Global Warming, Mrs. John McCain supporter. Oh, you can't vote for her now. That'll be a wasted vote. It's the perception. See, she had the perception going that she was going to win, gaining 5 points a week, and they didn't destroy her with it, but it slowed her down a bit. And it's the same thing from Fox News. We've got the video clips. We have time later to play them. We will. Saying, no, this isn't real. Oh, it's unscientific. You can't believe what happened at CPAC. No one wants Ron Paul. He's not viable. Forget it. This is not what conservatives want. They do not want to nullify the federal government at the state level. They do not want lower taxes. They do not want to get us out of these wars that are bankrupting us. They do not want to repeal the Patriot Act. They do not want to get rid of the naked body scanners. No, 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 no. See, they've sent Beck and Hannity and Palin and others in to try to fully take control of the fact that Republicans don't want to get fooled again. They're finally waking up. We've done our job. You've done your job, listeners. We're going to keep on doing it. We're gaining ground every day. We're not just gaining ground on the liberals and the Democrats and their hoaxes and their swine flu hoaxes and their naked body scanners and the carbon taxes. We're gaining ground on the entire fraud that is big, out-of-control government. Fox News scrambles to discredit CPAC after Ron Paul wins presidential poll. Raw story, update at bottom. Paul tells CNBC he's... And it continues... Says he's leaning to be undecided. I don't know what that means. Remember the big conservative conference Fox News has been hyping over the past 10 days? The Conservative Political Action Conference's presidential straw poll, a key marker for the mood among conservative voters, apparently didn't mean anything to the network. As if it did mean something, the only real result is bragging rights for the individual candidates who were so well exposed, and they even Dick Cheney showed up. Again, hey, even Dick Cheney showed up. No, it's Republican leaders, more than 5,000 of them, more than 2,000 voting in the straw poll, and Ron Paul won by a giant margin. Dozens of people being voted for, and he got 31%. Mitt Romney, 22%. I've gone back and looked at previous straw polls at CPAC that they say is so important, and usually it's very close, not this time, 31%. He had 9 points over Mitt Romney's 22. 9 points above him and gaining. And so even Raw Story, the liberal publication, establishment liberal publication, is like, it doesn't mean anything. That's right, Ron Paul's bad. Yeah. But then they go on to come back and say, or at least that's how Fox News characterized the poll. After it was reported that Congressman Ron Paul had won it by a wide margin. We'll finish up with this and get into the top story today. Top story up at prisonplanet.com. Update. Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. Citigroup warns customers it may refuse to allow withdrawals. That's from Business Insider as well. We're going to be going over all this straight ahead. Stay with us. reasons you should. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should. This is. Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget that it's your support of this radio broadcast that makes it all possible and the incredible success we've had against the globalists at awakening the population of the planet. It's accelerating. Don't forget that when you tell people about the free audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, when you send a link to our free iPhone radio app, to your friends and family that have iPhones. It's a great way to wake people up. Don't forget, you can tell people about the local AM and FMs that you listen to us on in different areas of this great land. Want to really wake people up? Stand there with a big sign an hour at lunch or in the evening, depending on where stations re-air us at a busy traffic intersection, telling people to tune in. That's what it takes to wake people up. Then they can tune in and hear me point out how Ron Paul's type ideas, the ideas of liberty and freedom, are taking over the Republican Party for real, and that's got the system scared. They don't have a Judas goat in place like pro-global warming, pro-global government, pro-world tax Newt Gingrich, one of the previous leaders of the Republican Party who led it into fraud and bigger government. They can find out about what's happening with the big central banks, how they orchestrated the financial collapse from their own documents. They can find out about government-sponsored terrorism. They can find out about the dangers of what's being added to the water supply. They can learn about the dangers of GMO food. They can learn about how the real vaccine inserts said it had mercury in it and could cause brain damage and Guillain-Barré and neurological disorders and autoimmune disorders. They can hear some of the most informative guests in the world. That's why this radio show is so important. You also support us by purchasing the videos, the books, the t-shirts, the ball caps. All of it gets the word out. A t-shirt with Infowars.com on it. Or the Don't Tread on Me with Infowars.com on the back. A ball cap, Tyranny Response Team, Infowars.com. A walking, talking billboard. And you meet like-minded people, a great way to network. When you buy the videos of the best tool we found towards waking people up, most folks I talk to are finally able to wake up their friends and family. Do it with Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Truth Rising, Terror Storm. And not just my films, the best films I see, the best books I read, we purchase in bulk and sell them discounted at Infowars.com, like Shadow Government, or How Weed Won the West, exposing government drug dealing, and how they're now coming after the vitamins, now shipping. Jesse Ventura's book, American Conspiracies, you can get it for $5 off from $24.95 in hardcover, $19.95, $5 discount, and get a free video of your choice. The Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings documentary I made, or Loose Change Final Cut. Huh. A $45 value for $19.95. Infowars.com, the online video bookstore shopping cart. The best deals are there at Infowars.com. Or you can call toll-free and ask about the combos and specials. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay, that said, after Dr. Paul Craig Roberts leaves us at the end of the next hour, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can incidentally watch all my films, super high quality, and the live TV show that we simulcast here. After he leaves us, I'm going to get more into this and a bunch of other important news. But Fox News scrambles to discredit CPAC after Ron Paul wins presidential poll. CPAC participants voted for Ron Paul as their favorite candidate by some 31%, giving him the largest margin of victory in recent years. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who has won the vote over the last 3 years, was the runner-up with 22%. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was third with 7%. If you run her against Barack Obama, he will win another term. Now, I've been saying that for 6 months. Now Michael Savage agrees. Anyone with any political understanding knows that. That's why the neocons are pushing her, because they own and run Obama. Notice now they're trying to beef him up. And Huckabee had Michelle Obama on last night. I mean, this is sick. Over 10,000 people attended CPAC this year. Among them, 2,395 voted in the straw poll. It is way early. It is unscientific, said a Fox News host, even as the split screen showed Glenn Beck on stage at the conference. Perhaps it offers nothing more than bragging rights, though the course of this year, but it is quite a enthusiastic crowd. What a difference a year makes. That's a quote. What a difference a year makes indeed. Paul himself said something quite similar a day prior when he spoke before the largest, loudest audience of any other presenter. He asked if the crowd remembered when he was a guy off in the corner predicting doom, and none of the media paid him any serious mind. Yeah, I remember 14 years ago when hardly anybody knew who Ron Paul was, interviewing him multiple times each year. I remember, yes, I do. All of a sudden, the crash that I had been predicting all along, it came, said Paul. And now Fox News TV has me on about 60 times since the campaign was over. On its website, Fox News said that the vote is not necessarily a good forecaster of conservatives' leanings nationwide. Oh, really? Of course, they've already said it was key in the past, and it goes on from there. We could take this country back, but don't just count on the federal level. As Ron Paul has said and many others, it's the states, 30-plus states, almost 40 now, are moving to pass laws nullifying unconstitutional federal jurisdiction. I mean, they use the Commerce Clause now. Commerce Clause was to make states accept goods from other states. That was it. Now they use it to decide the light bulbs in your house, the size of your toilet. They use it for everything, to totally run your life, to have bureaucrats inside your office without warrants. We have to take the states back at the state level, at the county, the city, the state. And we also have to get people elected to Congress. And it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, Republicans will get back into the House in the next year. They're probably about to win control of the House this year. They'll get the Senate the next year. And they'll probably get the presidency if they don't run Palin, and then they will flip-flop, stage more terror attacks, bring in more government, continue business as usual, and then they'll all get flushed out, and we'll get Democrats back in, they'll continue the same operation. No. Remember Rahm Emanuel, 2006, admitted his main job was ensuring that anti-war Democrats did not get elected. Was to make sure that anti-war Democrats did not get elected. Just like the Republicans are running three different fake Tea Party-oid people against Ron Paul. The Democrats aren't even opposing Ron Paul. The Republicans are. Now that tells you who these people are. That tells you what they're up to and what they're doing and what their game plan is. And Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin are the two key operatives right in the middle of it, rushing to Arizona to try to get McCain elected. Because if they kick out that anti-gun, pro-bailout Republican, that sends an even bigger message than Brown in Massachusetts. See, they want to make this just a rout of Democrats, not a rout of establishment Republicans. They send Palin and everybody else down to Texas to save Rick Perry. They send Republican money down to go after Ron Paul. It's as plain as the nose on your face. It's as plain as a trunk on an elephant's face. It's as plain as stripes on a tiger. Or as spots on a leopard. Or as pink on a flamingo. I don't know how some of you out there don't get it. I get constant emails and people in person. I used to think you were wrong about Beck, but now I'm starting to see it. Starting to see it? He's in USA Today on Sunday saying global warming's real and we've all got to do something about it? And then on another show, he'll criticize it. He's totally two-faced. He has disdain for his audiences. That's why I talk about him. Not because he makes $30 million a year. Not because he's stolen what I cover and what I do and twisted it, and in a way will end up discrediting me down the road if I don't separate myself from him. That, you know, that's a small part of it, that last issue. It isn't that he steals my information and twists it all. And I have that from inside Fox News. It's that he twists it so I get the blame and get compared to him, and I'm all about integrity. I'm all about being real. That's what I value. That's my true possession. And I'm not going to let Glenn Beck take it from me or you. He's meant to discredit you, Tea Party America. That's what he's there for. He's meant to look like a clown and look abhorrent and stick his tongue out on the cover of Time magazine to make all of you look silly. He's designed scientifically to create a left-right paradigm and then stab conservatives in the back. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I've just got to keep warning people. It's like if there's a boat dock and I know there's a big submerged rock right out in the middle of the bay and boats keep running into it and sinking, I'm going to go out there and put a big buoy on it to warn people. That's what I do. That's what I stand for. Just like I went out against Obama day one. We had an 84% approval rating and it was like the second coming of Christ. When neocons were even leaving him alone. When Pat Robertson was saying he is of the Lord, nothing can stop his socialism, he will not be stopped. I said, that's a lie. Just like I told you, Bush was a fraud. And Clinton was a fraud. These people are frauds. And people will be listening to this in 10 years. They'll be listening to it in 20. But you won't have to wait that long for everything I've said to be proven true. It's already proven true in your face. Okay. Bob Chapman has had a key source going back a year ago that U.S. embassies were dumping their main reserves of dollars. Every big embassy has a huge vault full of cash in case a war breaks out, they get locked down. They've got gold and other things and weapons. A year ago, right around a year ago, I guess 11 months ago, they began dumping most of their dollars and buying local currencies and an index of regional currencies, the euro and other things. Later it came out in the news that was confirmed. The euro's going down, but that also pulls the dollar down. The G20, in a concerted effort, is devaluing currencies worldwide together. Gordon Brown gave a speech last Friday. We're going to play it later in the show, where he admitted world government is here, new world order. We're using the financial crisis to bring in our world government. We've got to have a global constitution of the banks to establish a world government. And they're right out in the open. And remember, 2 weeks ago, this headline on the News of Australia, secret summit of top bankers in Australia. 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including U.S. Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, landed in Sydney to meet tomorrow at a secret location. The Herald Sun reports. A secret location? They have lots of Bilderberg-esque type meetings. It's the same players. Bilderberg's just one of these secret meetings. So it's a kind of a label on it. The media tries to discredit us and go, is it CFR? Is it Trilateral Commission? Is it Bilderberg? Is it Royal Institute of International Affairs? Who is it? Is it Club of Rome? All the heads of those groups are members of Bilderberg, and each group manages different sectors. I mean, what do you call this secret meeting? The point is they had it to set their policy for the G20 coming up next month in Canada. Notice they're not having G20 meetings once a year now. They're having them every 3 months now. And they're having secret ones every week because they are wrangling and hammering out the global constitution that the central banks that have hijacked and run our countries are just going to sign. They don't even need us to go along with it. It's like Gordon Brown said 2.5 months ago. He said, it doesn't matter if Copenhagen just failed. We're just going to have the central banks levy the taxes in the Western world and pay it to themselves. And that's what he said last Friday. Illegal, lawless world government. And they're going to implement, as Gordon Brown and Obama have said, via the bureaucracies. If the House of Commons won't pass it, so what? If the Congress won't pass the carbon taxes and home inspections and regulations and hellish control that'll shut down industry by design in their own words, that's their goal? Where only the industry they own in China and India will still be operating, completing their monopoly? So be it. You don't want banks running your life? So what? Now, all of that said, it is not just Citigroup. We've confirmed Wells Fargo is doing this. The feds have told every major bank this, and they told them in December of last year. Here we are, 2 months later. Headline, prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everybody, because people are balking at these news articles, saying, huh? Oh, it's not true. It couldn't be true. We've got direct links to Citibank's own website. You know, we thought, why not actually pull the letter up itself? Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. A new advisory being sent out by America's third largest bank to its account holders has stoked fears that major financial institutions could be preparing for an old-fashioned bank run if the economy takes a turn for the worse. Originally reported by John Carney over at the Business Insider website, Citigroup is sending the following information to customers along with their bank statements. Effective April 1st, and then people go, oh, that must be an April Fool's. No, I have another bank letter that says it was effective January 1st. This is just an expansion of it. It's not a joke. It's on the Citibank site. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the right to require, and one of my employees came in this morning and said he went and put his paycheck in to the bank, Wells Fargo, and wanted part of it back, and they said, sorry, 7-day wait. Doesn't matter if he has an account there. Your money is ours for 7 days, so they can also use the money. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the, and of course we have the actual document now. It's actually, this is just a letter to customers. They just haven't implemented yet. It's actually January 1st. Already happened. A month and 22 days ago. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking accounts. While we do not currently exercise this right and have not exercised it in the past, we are required by law to notify you of this change. Just like they notified people 2 months ago that all the big banks that they can not insure your money market, which is what most people have as savings. An almost identical advisory to the one being sent out can be read on page 22 of Citibank's client manual effective January 1st, 2010, which can be read here from Citibank's own website. We have a link. We reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking, savings, and money market accounts. We currently do not exercise this right and have not exercised it in the past, states the manual. We'll come back, finish up with this. Talk to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about it and a lot more. Keep it locked in, InfoWars.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Drudge just got a top right-hand corner link. That's drudgereport.com, to our prisonplanet.com article. Citigroup says Feds ordered 7-day restrictions on bank withdrawals. I tip my hat again to Matt Drudge, getting weekly links up there. Prison Planet may eclipse InfoWars and be the number one site on the web. Man, I tell you, look at our Alexa ratings, everything else. We are now, InfoWars alone has double, well, it's way more than double the traffic that Limbaugh and Beck have together. We are thousands of percentage points above them, just absolutely annihilating them on the web without Drudge linking to us. Because we're a real news source, ladies and gentlemen. We do real research. This morning, over the weekend, I saw the articles out there, went and checked it, into it, and noticed that, yes, it was true. And not just that, I found other major banks sending their customers notices that they may hold their money for 7 days. And that's not just when you come and deposit a check, they wait 7 days. That's your savings. They may keep it. They're also saying, as of a month and a half, 2 months ago, that, oh, your money market. You know, I've got some savings, savings for the business, savings for my children in the bank. And I don't put it in the stock market, anything supposedly risky. I keep some of it fluid in a money market. You get like 3%, maybe 4%, depending on which one I have. I have several. That's nothing. It doesn't even keep up with inflation. And they're saying, no, no, we may just take that. It's not insured, not insured. That's even bigger. And I've asked Watson to add that to the bottom of the article. So, yes, they changed the rule 5 years ago where companies can take your pension funds. Now a lot of companies are doing it. We warned you about that. This is real. This is happening. And so there's a lot of good articles out there breaking it down. But as far as I know, we're the only website that's actually gone out and done some search engine searches and actually found the letters themselves. I mean, we've got some of the letters sent to customers. The people said, oh, that must not be real. Okay, well, we've got links to the Citibank website. You'll be on the Citibank website. Cut the back of the URL off. Go to the front page of it. It's Citibank. Comprende? The fourth or third largest bank, depending on how you cut it. Some indexes say third, some say fourth. Whatever. It's in the top five. And I'm going to try to get one of my employees to go back to Wells Fargo today just to get a letter from them, because they told him last week he went and deposited his check, what, last Friday? And they said, sorry, we can't give you any of your money. 7 day wait on this. Doesn't matter if he's had a bank account there. How many years? How many years you had a bank account there? 10+. Sorry. Sorry. You can't have part of this check. It doesn't matter if you've had a business bank account with us for 12 years. No, no, no. Send your tips to showtips at InfoWars.com. Send your letters from other banks. Randomly, I don't have the time to do it. I did some of it this morning and found some more. Put the name of your bank in. Take the Citibank text and put it in. You'll see similar text. It's all over the place. They've been announcing it in the last month and a half. And when it finally gets announced publicly, people can't believe it. They're in denial. Coming up at 8 after the first segment's over, we're going to simulcast the last 2 hours, 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, go up and sign up. It takes about 1 minute to do it. $5.95 a month. You'll be able to watch the radio show live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us via video connection to his home in Florida will be joining us coming up for the balance of the hour to talk about his new book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. Paul Craig Roberts, great new book put out by Counterpunch. And we look forward to talking to him. And we'll also open the phones up for your financial questions for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Look, my issue here is the banks are charging all these new fees. They've gone up on credit card rates, claiming that's some type of reform. My employees go and deposit their checks at Wells Fargo, you name it. They make them wait 7 days to get their money. The point is they're using your money. And a lot of people say, well, the Federal Reserve could just print more money, even though the FDIC is running out of money, and just give them more. And they're already monetizing our debt, so that's true. But they may shut down supplying people with money because they want to cause rioting. The point is, why did the feds put this regulation in that was adopted January 1st? And secondarily, no, this news report is real. PrisonPlanet.com article has a link to the Citigroup website. Citigroup says feds ordered 7-day restrictions on bank withdrawals. An important story. Up there on the site. We'll get into more of it later. Then we have Gordon Brown Friday calling for a new global constitution of the banks to bring in, quote, a new world order where we'll pay our carbon taxes directly to the banks. That ties in with the article out of the News of Australia, Secret Summit of Top Bankers. This is back from February 6th, 2 weeks ago. The world's top central bankers began arriving in Australia yesterday as renewed fears about the strength of the global economy recovery gripped world share markets. Representatives from 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including the U.S. Federal Reserve and European Central Bank, landed in Sydney to meet tomorrow at a secret location, the Herald Sun reports. Ah, yes, meeting in secret. Meanwhile, they have a organized, concerted global devaluation of currencies. It was in November of last year, that Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, head of policy, the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, said, look for the euro to go down, look for the reverse carry trade to come back into the U.S. early next year and to boost the dollar for a time, but then it'll pull down all currencies. Well, that actually happened. I guess he's a pretty smart guy. That's why he's been listed by many publications, like Forbes, as one of the top 10 economists in the world. He'll be talking to us again coming up after this break. But it's a black hole. It's sucking all currencies in, and gold will go down, but pogo stick right back up. In fact, gold is way, way up today, despite all the demonization and bashing of gold. What's going on with that? We'll ask Dr. Paul Craig Roberts his take as well. And also tax time coming up to the Federal Reserve's little collector, the Internal Revenue Service. We've got Rasmussen reporting 75% of Americans angry at their government. Only 21% say government has consent of the governed. So they've got 79% not agreeing with the government. Are we going to see more of these kamikaze type attacks like we saw? We're going to play his FAA last transmissions coming up in the next hour before he crashed into that IRS/FBI office building in North Austin, just a few miles from where I sit. We'll also continue to look at the global warming hoax imploding. Climate scientists withdraw journal claims of rising sea levels. London Guardian. Study claimed in 2009 that sea levels would rise up to 82 centimeters by the end of the century. But the report's author now says true estimates is still unknown. More fraud. Now they admit they were lying about the Himalayas melting. Now they admit that the ice sheets have gotten bigger, not smaller. Now they admit that the polar bear numbers are way up, not way down. It's all lies, all fraud, all scams. And it's all coming up today as we break it down. Ron Paul won the straw poll at CPAC. The neocons are in full panic mode. Stay with us. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael Moore's film, Capitalism, is already online. I haven't seen it, but I've talked to Jason Burmes, that someone made a copy and showed him. And Michael Moore exposes an internal Citibank document in the film that isn't even out yet that talks about how they're destroying the economy by design. We have the head climatologist at NASA writing a book saying they want to destroy the industrial economy to save the environment. We have Bill Gates talking about this. We have Maurice Strong at the UN. I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. But joining us for the next 51 minutes, the author of How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Paul Craig Roberts. And he joins us via video connection from his home. And this book is just now hitting store shelves, or here in the near future we'll get the actual details from Dr. Roberts. I just got this in the mail Friday. Just had a chance to scan over it today. Excellent book from this multi-time best-selling author. Of course, he was an editor at Wall Street Journal, the father of Reaganomics, head of policy under Ronald Reagan at the Department of Treasury. And he's a real conservative who's spoken out against the neocons and this whole system. And it's great to have him joining us. Sir, thanks for coming on.
Pleased to be with you, Alex.
Well, so much is happening. And before I start throwing out questions, what is most important on your radar today, sir?
Well, the book.
Well, let's talk about the book.
Well, that's a good idea, Alex, because what I'm able to do in this book, in just common sense terms, it's easy to read, very short chapters, is to explain to people how their economic future has been destroyed. There are many villains, but the biggest one is the offshoring of the jobs. Because when you offshore the jobs, you offshore the incomes. And when you offshore the incomes, you offshore the gross domestic product. And so what offshoring does is it makes us poorer. It's a process of becoming less developed. And it destroys career opportunities. It destroys the ladders of upward mobility. And it makes recovery from recessions impossible because there's nothing left to recover.
Well, sir, you're not a sick person. You tried to cut taxes for America, one of the biggest growth rates we ever had in the last century, if I'm correct, the second fastest growth rate in the 20th century. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you want people to do well. You want to empower the free market. And so talking to you in the past, it seems you have somewhat of a blind spot, or correct me if I'm wrong, towards believing that the system would want to destroy and consolidate power to create monopolies. But I have all the globalist own statements that this is what they want. But regardless, this is the end scenario. This is what globalization and offshoring has delivered to us, is deindustrialization, lowering standard of livings across the West.
That's exactly correct. Whether it's an intentional plan or whether it's the result of incompetence and incentives and greed, it doesn't much matter because the effect on the people is the same. And until they have a grasp of it, they can't react no matter what the cause is.
Well, let's specifically talk about the disease and what's happened with NAFTA and GATT and the rest of it versus the cure, because you cover the disease and the cure in your book.
Well, as I said, Alex, and as you know, there are many adverse happenings. And the book mentions a number of them, but its main focus is on the offshoring of the jobs. And this came about largely, in my view, because of the incentive structure. Wall Street pressured corporations to increase the shareholder return, that is, to be more profitable, produce more capital gains. The government passed a law that a company could not deduct executive pay in excess of $1 million, as a business expense, unless it was performance related. And an earlier reform, which requires quarterly reporting, the unintended result of that was to focus companies and the top executives on very short-run profits. So you had that kind of incentive system. Now, what kept it from going wrong for a long time was it wasn't really possible to offshore the jobs because there was no high-speed internet, and so you couldn't have intellectual work, skilled professional work like engineering done offshore and sent in. And the world was still socialist. You couldn't open factories in communist China and hire their labor, for example. And so the collapse of world socialism, the rise of the high-speed internet, created a totally new economic environment in which the incentives that already existed, the the cap on executive pay, the pressure from Wall Street on the firms. The result was that firms started closing plant and equipment in the United States, or if they built new plant and equipment, build it abroad, and they greatly increased the profits and their own remuneration by substituting very cheap foreign labor for American labor. And this has now gone on long enough that many American firms that we once knew as manufacturing firms, they're really just marketing firms selling an American brand name that's made offshore. And so by moving all these jobs and facilities offshore, they have reduced the opportunities for Americans, increased them for foreigners, and when the goods come back in, they count as imports and are responsible for a good percentage of our very large trade deficit, which in turn has to be financed by giving over the ownership of the existing American assets, existing companies, real estate, even toll roads. Foreigners now even own 99-year leases on toll roads in Virginia and Illinois and in other states. And so when they then end up as owners of the tolls, the capital gains, the dividends, the rents, the interest that were formerly going into American coffers, they now go abroad too. So this worsens the current account deficit, which is the next step up from the trade deficit. So it's put the United States in a situation where it is now a massive debtor. It has massive debts to service, and yet it has massive deficits, both domestic budget deficits and trade deficits that make it increasingly impossible to service. So that is a dilemma. How do you bring an economy back that's in that situation?
Well, how do you do that?
Well, to the extent that it could be done, I think there are two things that you have to do. First, you have to protect the dollar's reserve currency role, because if we lose that, we can't pay for our import bill. We simply can't pay for the imports. So they would have to do something to bring the jobs back. Now, historically, you could have relied on high tariffs on goods made offshore. But we now have so many trade agreements that we would have to wiggle out of that might not be possible. But what you could do is change the way you tax corporations. Instead of having an income tax, you could tax them according to where the value is added to their product. In other words, if their worldwide production, if the value is added mainly in the United States, then they would have a low tax rate. But if it was added abroad, China, for example, they would have a high tax rate. And so you could use taxation then to offset the advantage of the very low-cost foreign labor. If you did that, you would then be showing the world, hey, look, they're going to get the trade deficit under control. They're going to, again, have an economy that makes things and creates high-paid jobs and restores a middle class. So that would be one thing that could be done, at least conceptually. Now, of course, the large global corporations would fight it, and they don't want that. They want the profits that they get from the cheap foreign labor. So whether or not the government or the people could prevail over these powerful moneyed interests, we'd have to doubt very much. But conceptually, that would be something that could be done. Now, on the budget deficit front, you know, the budget deficit now is horrendous. The world has never seen deficits to be financed of this magnitude. The deficits exceed the trade surpluses of our trading partners, which is what has been financing the budget deficit. In fact, I think they exceed world savings. So what could you do? Well, you could certainly stop the wars. The wars don't serve any interest of the American people. They're extremely expensive. They would have to cut, they not only have to stop the wars, they would have to cut the defense budget. They'd have to close those 700 or more foreign bases. They would have to give up this goal of world hegemony, the empire. We can't afford it. There's no money for it.
All right. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, we've got a break. When we come back, let's continue with what has to be cut. Now, the majority of Democrats are against all the empires and all the bases that come with that empire. Ron Paul just won the big CPAC straw poll of conservatives by one of the biggest margins ever, trouncing Mitt Romney by 9 points. But the establishment that controls the liberals and conservatives doesn't want that. So the question is, can we take our country back and shut down the empire in time?
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy. We'll be right back.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers. Have a nice video hookup with Dr. Paul Greg Roberts. I think it's the best Skype connection we've ever had with anybody. How the economy was lost, the war of the worlds. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, is the book available yet, Dr. Roberts?
Alex, it's available from the Counterpunch website. I think it must be almost now available from Amazon. I don't know how they intend to market it, whether they are going to put it into bookstores or whether simply market it through online sellers like Amazon. But it is available now from Counterpunch's book site. And I think the availability date for Amazon is March 1st, but it may already be available.
Okay, so folks are really hearing about it here first then. And again, you've had several bestsellers previously through giant publishers. And of course, the folks over at Counterpunch are great. The book is excellent read and also looks great. Why'd you go with Counterpunch? To get it out quickly?
Well, actually, it was their idea. And Alex Coben approached me, and he said, and so I had an easy time of it. So,
well, we're glad you got it out so quickly. Okay, this is a short segment. We'll continue to get into solutions and more of what's currently happening in the world in the next segment. But going into break, I brought up Ron Paul winning CPAC by one of the biggest margins ever, similar to margins that Ronald Reagan got there in 1979 and then again in 1980. At CPAC, for those that don't know, the very important Republican national meeting of key leadership that they have, as well as grassroots conservatives, Ron Paul, who's anti-imperial war, this sends a strong message to Fox News and the neocons and Glenn Beck, who are beating the war drums for Iran. You talk about solutions. We're going to get more into those. But instead of going with tried and true solutions that you're discussing, they want more wars, more taxes, more regulations. Glenn Beck wants a value-added and sales tax on top of the income tax. They know Kennedy cut taxes by 50%. The tax rolls doubled. So why do they want more taxes? I mean, they're not complete idiots. And Obama wants all these new taxes and all the greenhouse gas taxes. He says he's going to have the government implement through the EPA, regardless of the Senate not passing his bill. So they're obviously doing things that will accelerate the destruction of our faltering economy.
That's exactly right. They're going to drive the American people into the ground, except for, 1% or even less, half of 1% of the population, the super rich on Wall Street. That's exactly what they're going to do. And the reason they want this this global warming stuff, this cap and trade, is because it creates a new product, a new instrument that can be sold, traded, that is, the right to pollute. And Wall Street, of course, will create derivatives based on the right to pollute. And that's really what the whole environmental scare is all about. There's a lot, of course, sincere people who are concerned about the environment. But it's the moneyed interests who are funding it and who are behinding it. And they are creating a new property right, the right to pollute, that will be very valuable, that will be sold, and that they can create financial instruments such as derivatives on the basis of. So the whole thing is a hoax. It's really a hoax. It's like the subprime derivatives. And it's for the enrichment of the investment banks, Goldman Sachs, for example. So we have a country whose economic policy serves no one but the war industries and the investment banks. And everyone else is being driven into the ground, even the big industrial concerns. Look at General Motors. Look at our automobile industry. These are the epitome of capitalism. It's driven into the ground. So what we have is Lenin's financial capitalism, where the banks control everything and rip everybody off. And that's the type of economy that has evolved here, and it's what we're living in today.
So there's really no indicator of the establishment reversing course. In fact, I've seen many articles in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, with the big bank heads celebrating their expanded power out of the crisis that they authored.
Well, see, they got away with it, and they blocked all the efforts to bring back regulation, which would have protected the people against the crisis. And now you see what the Goldman Sachs head, Hank Paulson, the former Treasury Secretary, what he is doing now is he's out leading a campaign to pay for the bailout of the banks by taking away people's Social Security and Medicare coverage.
Let's talk about that after the quick break. Let's get into the expanded looting of the already tiny savings of this debtor nation. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. The book is How the Economy Was Lost. Our website's InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're live. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, best-selling author, has put out a new book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. We're going to break it down more, why it has that title, what's in the book. You can get it at the Counterpunch website or at Amazon.com. Don't forget Infowars.com and our online video bookstore. We have Jesse Ventura's new book. It's not even out until March 1st, but we have it. We have the books. We'll be shipping them out then to everybody. And it's $24.95 in hardcover, The Top Conspiracies and Corruption in Government He Exposes. You can get it for $19.95 and get one of my films or one of the other films we carry. We have a list of them there free. That's a $45 value for $19.95 at InfoWars.com. Our best seller right now after Fall of the Republic of other books and videos we carry is Shadow Government with Catherine Albrecht, of course, Daniel Estulin, G. Edward Griffin, and many others. Very powerful film, Shadow Government. How Weed Won the West by Kevin Booth. I'm in it. Of course, part two of American Drug War that aired on Showtime. This exposed the government narcotics trafficking, how they now want to restrict vitamins and minerals. Canada's already starting it, just like marijuana. It's a 10th Amendment issue, how Weed Won the West, now shipping at InfoWars.com. Have some specials. And, of course, Fall of the Republic, the preeminent film on the entire globalist takeover, the banking scam, the environmental fraud they use to tax people. Fall of the Republic, discounted massively at InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, you got cut off by the break. You were talking about how the economy's falling apart. They know this. They're squeezing the public. I saw an article you wrote about we're now a police state. We should probably get back into that. Clearly, they've made the decision, and I have it in Citibank document I'm going to cover in the next hour after you leave us, where they've made the decision to make us paupers as a tool of control and to enrich themselves. So they're not adopting your solutions, and we're going to go over more of those. How then, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, do you see this unfolding? 3.5 months ago, you predicted that the euro would go down first, the dollar would go up when the carry trade reversed. You explained that, but then it would also start sucking the dollar down next. That's now happening. Gold's going back up really fast. So look into your economic crystal ball if you can and try to give us an idea of where this is going.
Well, Alex, I think the one check, if there is a check on this unaccountable government power that we are faced with that's trying to roll us up, the one check on them is how long the dollar will last. And if it doesn't last long enough, that is, if it loses its acceptability as the world currency, they won't be able to pay for their empire. And so the whole thing could come to a screeching halt from dollar failure. And it's also possible that some of the other countries in the world who are not willing pieces of the New World Order, who do not participate in the construction of the U.S. empire, China, for example, they also hold tremendous amounts of treasury bonds. And in a way, this gives them a weapon over us. So how far they can be pushed, at what point do they realize that they are in the gun sights too, and then take some sort of action on their own that would help to derail the unaccountable American government, both here at home and abroad. Now, what's the American government doing? As far as I can tell, the plan is to hem in Russia with anti-ballistic missile systems on its border to turn former constituent parts of the Russian Empire into the American Empire with American military bases, and in this way try to negate Russia's military potential, their nuclear deterrent, and shove them out of the way in this way. And so that is one of Washington's greatest goals. The next is to build up the war against Iran. They want to attack Iran. It's the last remaining independent country in the Middle East. And once they have complete control over the Middle East, that's how they then deal with China, exactly as in the 20th century the United States dealt with Japan, cut them off from oil. So that is what the strategic plan in Washington is. And that's the plan. Whether or not President Obama knows it or is even a willing or knowing participant. But that's the plan. It's what they're after.
All right. Let's walk through those different pieces you just laid out. Of course, back on 888, you and others in 2008 were pointing out this was a provocation to start war with Russia. And now a White House insider in the Raw Story article is up on the TV screen right now. The book, A Little War That Shook the World, White House insider, that Cheney wanted to go ahead and go to war with Russia with that provocation, having the Georgian, U.S., NATO, Israeli-backed forces go in and sneak attack them. I mean, this shows a level of just brazen, really insanity, Hitlerian-type desire for power that he was willing to go ahead with. And now China is seeing that it's continuing under Obama. And the PLA, as you know, said, we want to start dumping treasury bonds, kill the dollar. And so China now is considering all of this as a threat, is realizing it. So it seems that things are really heating up with Hillary threatening sanctions on China if they don't go along with, quote, crippling sanctions on Iran. So it does appear the pieces are being moved into place. We have Gates still at the Pentagon, that it seems as if it's business as usual with left cover with Obama, and that they really are at least considering World War III.
Yes, I think that's the intention. This is insanely risky because it means the use of nuclear weapons. And, of course, we won't escape that. And there's no missile defense against the Russian ICBMs that can work completely. In fact, what the Russians will do, they'll use cruise missiles to take out all those missile defenses and then launch. So it shows a form of insanity. Look, for years, the neoconservatives have wanted to go to war with Russia. Back years ago, when I was on the Committee for the Present Danger, which was a group of former high government officials who were concerned about the Soviet Union and wanted to be sure it didn't get an upper hand, some members tried to bring neoconservatives onto the committee, and the rest of them blackballed them and said, no, we don't want to go to war with Russia. We just don't want to become vulnerable. And during the Reagan administration, Reagan had to say over and over, no, I don't want to win the Cold War. I want to end it. And the neoconservatives would get madder and madder because they wanted to win it. And so they've been dying for a nuclear war with Russia. If you read their statements, their articles, their programs, they have no fear of a nuclear war. And you can remember, even the ones who have not been in the government, like Billy Crystal, the editor of the Weekly Standard, I mean, he says things like, well, what's the good of nuclear weapons if you can't use them?
And let's talk about that. His father was the head heir of Trotsky, and that's been in the Washington Post, that this was a group of communists who always hated Stalin because he kicked them out. They came to Mexico City and then infiltrated. I mean, this is truly a sickening group leading conservatism, and it's a big rebuke of them that Ron Paul won the CPAC poll.
Yeah, that's a mysterious thing to me. And I don't keep up with CPAC, but I can remember it years ago. But and you tell me if I'm right, but I think the CPAC people were in the neocons' clutches, weren't they? Weren't they all for?
Absolutely.
And now all of a sudden, so what that seems to show is that some of the people have woken up, have caught on, and things look less hopeless if people wake up and catch on, which is one of the reasons I so much admire you. You do a better job of informing people than the mainstream media does. And so if people catch on, that is another constraint. And if the catching on is growing, then the constraint on the government grows. Now, it doesn't mean they won't try to roll over everybody, but it may not be an easy thing to do. It's a large country. And what's happening because of the economy, they're killing the economy. In fact, they've been killing it for 10 years. You know, look, Alex, at the beginning of this century, first years of this new decade in the 21st century, Senator Schumer, the New York Democrat, and I, we opened the new year with an article in the New York Times pointing out that offshoring was killing the economy. And it caused a sensation because here was a Reaganite and a left-wing Democrat challenging what everybody thought was free trade. And so immediately the Brookings Institution held a conference in Washington and invited all the big shots, and C-SPAN came and televised it and showed it over and over, and where we made the case that offshoring would completely destroy the economy and the job prospects of Americans. And it wouldn't just be the blue-collar workers. It would be the university graduates. It would be essentially everybody. And in doing this conference, I predicted that in 20 years, the United States would be a third world country if this continued. And it's continued. And we now have increasing attributes of a third world country. The only jobs available are domestic services.
And now that's contracting. A lot of the economic numbers I see say that unemployment's really over 20%. From Dr. Roberts, looking at the numbers yourself, is that accurate that we see out a lot of these big financial analyst groups? They're saying 20 to 22%.
If you measure the unemployment rate, the way it was measured in 1980, it's currently 22%. Yes. And the 10% figure is a headline number. The government itself knows it's no good, and the government's real number is about 17%.
Well, let me give you an example. I'm in Austin, Texas, rated as the best city in the country in this now endless recession. And I try to go to restaurants I went to in the past closed. Many of the shopping malls and strip centers, half the shops are closed or starting to close. My audience has tripled the last 2 years, more than tripled. But the same amount of money's coming in from video, book sales, advertising that was coming in 3 years ago. And I've talked to everybody else in radio, TV, everything. It's the same. The economy is, well, we've seen the numbers. Texas has the highest drop in sales taxes that it's ever had in its history. The same for 41 states. I saw a Business Journal article last week. I mean, every indicator is things are falling apart. And the government's only passing more taxes. And then meanwhile, 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities where illegal aliens are above the law and don't get arrested for DWI or assault. And there's more illegals coming in, bankrupting the welfare rolls. I mean, this is I don't think it's going to take another 10 years for us to be a third world country. I'd say if this continues, what, 3-4 years, doctor?
Well, that's... There's a lot of stored wealth. It would last a while. But you're on to a good point. Let's talk for a minute about what a declining economy does to the people, to marriage, to the self-esteem of unemployed men, what it does to the social fabric. Now, that unemployment rate, 22%, it masks a lot of things that are much worse. For example, the unemployment rate of white males, say 24 to 35, you know, in the career forming years, it's higher than 22%. The unemployment rate of inner city blacks is horrendous. It's more like, you know, 67%. What you see is not just the destruction of the economy, but the destruction of the society, of social cohesion, and you're seeing the destruction of the poorer classes of whites, which is now, they're now living the life like inner city blacks. And so what the whole country is coming apart at the seams.
Let me ask you a question. I've seen the number of 22%, and you're confirming that unemployment, and that if you add in the underemployed, it's close to 40% total that are unemployed or underemployed, meaning people can't make ends meet. They're not lazy. They're working 2-3 jobs. And then I get these Wall Street guys on, like Damon Vickers, and he just says, well, that's because a lot of people are just lazy. No, people aren't lazy.
No, that's exactly right. There aren't any jobs. There aren't any jobs. And you see, as I say in the book, to recover, you have to have an economy. But we don't. We gave it away for what they call the new economy, which was a hoax. There isn't any new economy. And so nothing is done in Washington to get the economy back. And they're continuing to give it away. And this is why I think they will not succeed in their world aims, because the economy will collapse out from under them. The dollar will collapse out from under them. And I couldn't predict what the consequences of that type of disaster would be, but it would be horrendous. And so I don't believe that they can just march right ahead and achieve the aims that we've identified. I think they'll run into the lack of resources.
Well, Doctor, let me throw a few wild cards in. It's official. Microsoft, Time, Newsweek, New York Times, they're all calling to censor the web, make you have a web ID to get on. The Pentagon is taking over all the internet grids. They admit in the cybersecurity bill it is to take over the web. It says the new job hiring, the new bubble in internet will be government hiring high school and college kids to serve in this. We're now being censored more and more. So they're moving to block us talking about the raping that we're all going under right now. And I also believe they're going to play the stage terror card. We know that Christmas underwear thing was staged. Can you comment? Well, we're going to go to break. I want to come back and have you comment on that, because I know that they've designed this, and they believe, whether they're right or not, they're going to get away with it, starting new wars, staging terror attacks, curtailing the internet. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the other side. His book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, available now on the internet and in stores. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, this song is fitting. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So put your foot down on the pedal. So never mind them brakes. Here it is. Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, Geithner, who doesn't pay his income taxes, to meet with Austin IRS today to play the part of a victim. The White House, Geithner, they're never doing press conferences anymore. I mean, they hardly do them, like Bush did. But he's going to show up and play the part of a victim. Now, they say they're going to have a press conference. They don't say when, but it looks like it's going to be in the next 2 hours. We need local media to get over there. In fact, I ought to just send the guys to get over. In fact, just send Rob doing them right now. They need to get over there right now because it looks like it hadn't happened yet. And we'll just announce it to everybody. Everybody get on over there to the media press conference and ask Geithner why he doesn't pay his taxes and how he can. You know, Dr. Roberts, shifting gears, you have so much of Congress, so much of the White House not paying or cheating on their taxes. When you were the head of policy at Treasury, I'd always read that if you had any tax trouble, you couldn't even be employed as a clerk at the Treasury involved with the IRS. And now Geithner just, you know, says taxes. I don't need to pay any stinking taxes.
Right. Yeah, it's an amazing deterioration. And, you know, the United States has never been perfect at any stage, but just looking at the decline in public character and integrity in the very short time since Ronald Reagan to now, it's frightening. It's like a totally different country, a totally different government. There are no standards. They let Goldman Sachs come in. Goldman Sachs has run the Treasury since Clinton. They run the Fed. This is an extraordinary thing. There's no accountability.
Well, I've got a bunch of quick questions for you on that subject. I noticed that Spain's investigating, Reuters reported, and now a Goldman Sachs minion is now taking over the default and the control of the of Greece's economy. And we know from big pieces that have been written in the U.S. that Goldman Sachs bet against the housing market while telling people to invest in it and bragged about how it would knock off their competition. That was in McClatchy newspapers. We had the reporter on. I mean, these guys really are the villains here. Can you speak to what's happening with the pigs, as they're called, in Europe right now?
Well, these are the most financially weak countries that were brought into the European Union, into the euro, mainly through a mad determination of the EU bureaucrats to expand the thing everywhere. So they end up with a lot of financially weak countries whose public indebtedness exceeds all the regulations that are supposed to govern their financial activities. And since these countries now use the common currency that they cannot themselves print, they can no longer print the money to pay off their bonds. And so when their bonds get in trouble, they can't protect themselves, and they're relying on the richer countries in the EU, such as Germany.
And same thing with Iceland. So every time the bankers finance the EU, they're on record doing it. It's a big setup to be able to vampirically feed on people.
That's right. I think that part of the trouble these weak financial countries are having was induced by the investment banks or the hedge funds who speculated against their bonds and helped to drive them into this type of a situation. You could even say, if you're conspiratorial-minded, that we, the United States, set this up as an attack on the euro because it's a way that lengthens the life of the dollar as reserve currency by creating these internal problems within the euro monetary system.
All right, stay there, doctor. Got a break. Five more minutes with you to finish up on that and your great article about America now being an official police state. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have dispatched part of the InfoWars team to go see if they can be part of this press conference with Geithner. They don't list the time. It says this afternoon, up to the site of the kamikaze attack. Big developments on that front will be breaking down coming up in the next segment. How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Paul Craig Roberts' new book. Get it at Amazon.com or Counterpunch.com. Okay, going back in the 4.5 minutes we have left with you, sir, finishing up with the attack on the euro, but I think it's just the big banks attacking different sectors and playing them off so all don't sink at once so they can sit on top of the rubble pile briefly. And then America's now a police state. Why do you say that?
Well, because we now have both characteristics of a police state. American citizens no longer have any civil liberties. American citizens, not just so-called enemy combatants, non-citizens, or terrorists, but American citizens are now being held without habeas corpus rights, without due process. One of them is this fellow Hashmi that they have in the United States in indefinite detention, that they're going to put on trial for not for any act of terrorism or planning terrorism, but for speeches he gave as a student activist at Brooklyn College, in which he virulently denounced the United States. In other words, they're going to put him on trial for using his First Amendment rights. And in the meantime, they've denied all his other rights, and he is a citizen. Now, that's one definition of a police state. The next thing that has happened, as you know, and you probably covered it widely, Dennis Blair, the head of national intelligence, announced that the United States government now has a list of Americans that it's going to murder abroad. Now, here is the head of national intelligence saying, we're going to kill American citizens. We're not going to arrest them, put them on trial, get a conviction, and if it's a conviction for a capital crime, execute them. We're just going to shoot them down. Well, this is this completes the police state. First, you take away everybody's rights to defend themselves, and then you make defense irrelevant because you just shoot them down and don't even bother to arrest them and put them on trial. So what, and a lot of Americans say, Alex, you've heard this, I'm sure. Oh, it's not going to be me. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's not going to bother me.
Well, we know they're using the Patriot Act per state thousands of times a year for marijuana and expanding. There's now confirmed cases with a sneak and peek where they go to librarians, an 85-year-old woman in one case, and said, you can't tell anyone about this illegal fake search warrant. She gave it to her 76-year-old assistant, and they arrested them both and charged them as terrorists.
Right. Look, people who say, oh, it won't happen to me, I'm not doing anything wrong, they should remember that the Nazi concentration camps and Stalin's gulag were full of millions of people who hadn't done anything wrong. That's the whole point. If you have a police state, no one ever knows whether you did anything wrong or not, because there's never any evidence, there's never any trial, there's never any conviction. There's just arbitrary, unaccountable power to pick up people, whoever it might happen to be. And so that is what we are faced with. We now have American citizens. Remember now when they brought in all of this Patriot Act and indefinite detention, it was only for Muslim terrorists. And now we have Americans who aren't even being charged with terrorism, being charged for extreme language.
And we have judges around the country caught on record taking innocent school children and putting them in prisons for secret kickbacks. There's no doubt this is the gulag economy. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for spending so much time with us. Folks, get the new book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll talk to you again, sir, and always read your columns several days a week. God bless you, and thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back to break down a ton of news. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
was almost late getting back into the studio. We've discovered the time of the press conference. In fact, Sinrob doing here. It's at 3:30 down at the attacked Echelon building. Be polite, be nice, but we need Austin media, Austin bloggers, everybody to just go be part of the press conference and ask polite questions of Geithner, like why previously the Treasury wouldn't hire anybody that had the mildest tax problems, why he doesn't pay his taxes, why they're blocking the Bloomberg suit for $27 trillion, where that money, well, the suit's for 23.7, that's a six-month-old number. It's over $28 trillion now. There's a lot of other questions that Tim Geithner can be asked. Like, I want to give the guys this article, Secret Summit of Top Bankers. And, of course, he won't really answer any of this. It's for the media. And Congress has asked you where the trillions went. What gives the Treasury authority to keep that secret? And what do you think of the bill to audit the Fed? Secret Summit of Top Bankers. News of Australia, including U.S. officials meeting secret. Say, what happened in that meeting 2 weeks ago? What are you doing meeting secretly? Okay, Rob, do get down there by the mic for me real quick. It just says 3:30. Does it say where it is?
They said it's going to be at the crash site. So it's somewhere around there. I imagine when we get there, we'll just, you know, walk around and ask somebody. So we're going to leave in about 20 minutes. We should be ready to go.
All right, good. And everybody else should go who's media.
Okay.
And should be polite, be nice. Yeah. But it's your First Amendment right. You know,
we pay his salary.
That's right. We're on 1330 AM. We're on 590 AM. One of the micros, 90.1, carries what we're doing. I'm the cover story in Newsweek. Because if they try to stop any reporters talking to him, we're going to probably have to sue him. Mm-hmm. Just like they got sued over not letting people protest out front the governor's mansion. This is our right to do it, to go ask these questions of this person. And, of course, notice I have an article today how the White House is now doing less press conferences than Bush. And Geithner is nowhere. He's going there to act like a victim.
Of course.
And so it's important to go and ask these serious questions. So you guys go ahead and saddle up and get out of here. All right. God bless you.
Cool.
Take care, buddy. And anybody can find the address if they want. Pull up the Echelon building address for me, boys. Thank you. Oh, and then, of course, if something big happens, I'll come back live on air today. Just look at the Infowars.com streams. Won't be on the AM and FM till 11 a.m. back tomorrow. But we'll continue to track this as it develops. Research Boulevard, which is 183. It's right off 183, pretty close to MOPAC. You cannot miss it. And, again, all you citizens out there that have your own media platforms, get out there. Ask them questions. It'll surely be a media circus, but the more media we have there, better chance we have of asking an important question of this creature. Every time he gets up before Congress, they say, where's the money? Why won't you tell us? It's illegal. And we're moving quickly to audit the Fed. It's passed the House. Very, very exciting things happening on this front. Now, I've got Bill Gates calls for population reduction. I've got new polls on Americans matter than they've ever been. I've got a lot of other really, really important stories here that we're going to be going over. But right now, I want to get into Joe Stack. Before I get into USA Today interviewing Glenn Beck says he believes in global warming and thinks we should all accept all the taxes because it's a good thing. So, again, he's always putting out multiple different messages depending on the audience he's talking to. The true mark of a politician, not a patriot of old Benedict Beck. I almost got it wrong there. Benedict Arnold, Glenn Beck. Okay, let's go through these latest developments with the kamikaze attack in Austin last Thursday, now 5 days ago. You have Joe Stack, this pilot, software developer, musician, who Rob Dew actually knew. He'd filled in with some of their bands. He played for Joe Ely and a lot of other big bands. He reportedly burns down his house, goes and gets in an airplane, flies into the IRS/FBI building. Within 3 hours of it happening, and I predicted this 2 hours before it happened, at 11 a.m., then about an hour and a half later, the media said, yes, it's the Tea Parties. They came out and said, it's the Tea Party movement. They did it. And I said, I don't know if this is an inside job. Could have been a disgruntled, angry person. I think a lot of people are wrongly hailing this violent act because this is not the road we want to go down. Just offensively, randomly targeting government people. You need to bring them to justice through the courts. We demand justice. We demand due process. We're against John Yoo and others saying the government can just kill whoever they want without a judge or jury because they think they're guilty. It's the same thing with this IRS auditor that got killed and the 13 people that got wounded. This is a very dangerous road to be going down. Armed revolution. You think the country's in trouble now? The globalists are set up and want this to happen. It doesn't mean the police and military won't get chewed up in the process. They've had NLE 09, all these FEMA drills with foreign troops. They want to chew up our police and military, then bring in the foreign assets. And the public's being conditioned for that. It's really happening. They want to shut down the web during a crisis. They want to bring this grid into place. I don't know if this is an inside job. And because the media at first didn't, they hyped it the first day, but the second day kind of shut down a lot of media coverage. I said, maybe it isn't staged, because when it's staged, they hype it with a big production like the underwear bomber that's now been proven to be completely staged. FBI got him on, protected him. That's now admitted. They lied about it at first. Ordered him let on the plane without ID through the State Department. FBI, CIA did. But now the hype is building up, and they've got all these articles in the London Guardian and the Statesman and New York Daily News, countless ones. I mean, I can't even keep track of them. I don't even read articles that are about me anymore, other than to see it says, you know, the Tea Party people love it. Alex Jones likes it. You know, I mean, just very deceptive stuff here. Clearly that is defamation. But they're even blaming Scott Brown in the news, saying he likes it. Just totally made up with no evidence. I mean, this is actionable legal basis here, but I'm not going to probably do anything about it because I'm too busy fighting the globalist. A suit would take up all our time. The point is, we're going to counter them because the media is already discredited. Now, Joe Stack's family doubt suicide note was written by him, the AP reported. According to an article from the Associated Press, the Austin, Texas suicide pilot's note was not written by him. The note was suspiciously found on his website almost immediately after the attack. Does not match his character. It sounds like it's from someone other person. Samantha Dawn Bell, Stack's daughter from his first marriage, told the Associated Press in an interview from her home in Norway. But now she said if he did do it, that he's a hero. It's not him, she went on to say. The letter itself sounds like it's coming from a different person. It didn't sound like it came from him, she told the Associated Press. This information makes the possibility of this being a false flag operation even more evident. Rob Dew from InfoWars.com also commented that this act did not fit his character. Rob Dew knew him. As this story develops, it is clear that even if it was a sincere act, it will be used to demonize the Patriot and Tea Party movements. This from Revolution Radio website breaking down the AP. Now here's KXAN NBC. Stack was calm before suicide attack. Noting that the pilot Joe Stack's final exchange with a controller tower in Georgetown Municipal Airport would have indicated anything was out of the ordinary on Thursday morning. According to recording, Stack's Piper N-28 Dakota, we're going to play that coming up, was cleared for takeoff at 9:45 a.m. Have a nice day, were Stack's final calm words. Minutes later, Stack allegedly slammed his plane into the Echelon 1 building in Northwest where the Internal Revenue Service housed its complaint resolution office. Two people died. The bodies have yet to be identified, although it was suspected that one is Stack and the other a missing worker, and they have now confirmed that. Another KXAN interviewed witnesses, we interviewed several as well here on air, who said there were already emergency workers out there before the attack, and that the FBI, by the time they heard the explosion, looked out, and they were also out there within seconds with video cameras. Now, that's now been confirmed. But here's the media spin. Here's the Austin American Statesman. The Austin American Statesman from Sunday, February 21st. Give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of this, please. Lucky coincidence may have saved lives. Travis County fire crews were training near plane crash site. On Thursday morning, just minutes before a single-engine plane would plunge into the Echelon 1 building, the Travis County Hazardous Materials teams gathered in the parking lot of Dave and Buster's at the intersection of 183 and Mopac Boulevard, Loop 1. It was the first time the team, made up of firefighters from Lake Travis, Pflugerville, Westlake, Oak Hill, and other fire departments had decided to hold its monthly training exercise there. Yeah, they were having training exercises that whole week. Someone had heard that a big empty lot was available, and it was central location for team members coming from four corners of Travis County. Boy, they were just all there. The parking lot just happened to be across the highway from the Echelon 1 building. Fire officials say the presence of the Travis County crews was particularly vital because several Austin firefighters and engines in the area were already battling a blaze at the home of Andrew Joseph Stack III, accused of being the pilot. It was a huge coincidence. Now, we're not saying the firefighters were involved, but clearly they could pre-deploy them, just saying, oh, go have your drill out here. Just like they had drills of an attack on 7-7, drills of an attack on the exact buildings, the exact time on 9-11. And one of the Homeland Security, well, at the time it was FEMA subdirectors, Kennedy, was on record on ABC News saying, we deployed on 9-11 the night before for a terror attack drill, and then Giuliani admitted that in several interviews and then later backed off of it, and later it was confirmed Tripod 2 was being carried out. Equally lucky was the fact that Travis County firefighters had brought their fire engine. Typically, the team doesn't use fire engines, but Lake Travis Fire and Rescue had just received some new trucks and wanted to show them off to the other departments, said Lake Travis Lieutenant Ben Sanders. By the grace of God, we had this apparatus with us, he said. And then there's another coincidence we'll cover when we come back. Straight ahead, was it a false flag?
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like thestreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at getcramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb K.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I'd die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to open the phones up, interspersed with other key news in the next half hour and the full hour after that. We're going to open the phones up on my end, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're also going to open the Genesis phone lines in Minnesota, 1-800-259-9231. On any of the subjects we've covered today, on any subject you wish to raise, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think of Glenn Beck in USA Today saying global warming's real, we need to pay taxes? What do you think about the secret meetings with these big banks? And I'm going to play this next hour, Gordon Brown calling for a new world order and a global government set up based on a constitution that the banks run. What do you think about the UN admitting that sea levels are not rising and they lied about that? What do you think about Bill Gates calling for global population reduction? We're going to be discussing it all. What do you think about the Joe Stack situation? We're now 4 or 5 days into this. You've had a chance to look at it. It's starting to lean back towards inside job. Who knows, though? Time will tell. 1-800-259-9231 or 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air. But I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. Because I want to get everybody on the air here, ladies and gentlemen. But again, lucky coincidence may have saved lives. His family says it's not his suicide letter, that he was acting completely normal before this happened. They had the fire engines, medical workers, FBI running around the parking lot right before it happened. It's incredible to have all of this going on. Now, again, I'll give you that number, 1-800-259-9231. One of the other reports we're going to be getting to, back from the dead, Dems vow to Rahm, meaning Rahm Emanuel, through health care. Obama to spell out his new health care plan, even worse than the previous plan. Absolutely incredible. Bill O'Reilly supports gun confiscation during weather emergencies. These are the types of news stories I have. And then we have our top story from today that Drudge linked up on the Drudge Report on the right-hand side. Update, Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. This is confirmed. We're now confirming other banks. This is a federal-wide order, Citibank says. We have a direct link to their website where they admit it. I want to read back over this, then go to break and come back with your calls. Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. A new advisory being sent out by America's third largest bank to its account holders has stoked fears that major financial institutions could be preparing for old-fashioned bank runs if the economy takes a turn for the worse. Originally reported by John Carney over at the Business Insider website, Citigroup is sending the following information to its consumers along with their bank statements. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking accounts. While we do not currently exercise this right and have not exercised it in the past, we are required by law to notify you of this change. Now, some people try to claim it's an April Fool's. It's not. We have the Citibank website link next. I thought to go actually get it. And it's word for word the same, but saying January 1st. That's when they told their bank regulators this was the new policy. Took them a few months to get it in place. And now they've put it out on their website. And it's okay. So here it is. Almost identical advisory to the one being sent out can be read on the page 22 of Citibank's client manual, effective January 1st, 2010, or a month and 22 days ago, which can be read here from Citibank's own website. Quote, this is confirmed. We reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking, savings, and money market accounts. We currently do not exercise this right and have not exercised it in the past, states the manual. It is real. And this is to all banks, folks, not just Citibank. According to the Future of Capitalism blog, Citigroup originally claimed that the warning was only sent nationwide as a result of a mistake, but that the measures do not account for only Texas holders. However, in the statement, Citigroup confirmed that they had reserved the right to impose the new 7-day rule on all account holders nationwide, but claimed they had no plans to enforce it. The bank stated they had been forced to enact the new policy as a result of federal regulations. Are they gearing up for bank runs or dollar devaluation to close it for a week?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Well, I just talked to the guys. They're now down there waiting for the press conference of Geithner coming up in 2 hours. Getting there early to make sure they get a good spot. They're down there. That's good. Geithner in Austin to give a press conference. I think media ought to all go out there and ask him about what's going on, so he can't just pose as a victim in front of a shattered building. Notice this guy will not give press conferences, but now he's coming down here to play the part of a victim when he didn't even pay his taxes. So that is coming up, and if the guy's running into any trouble, we'll report it live here on air for you. They've got our studio number on speed dial, but they're now there, not running into any problems. Their First Amendment is not being violated. That's certainly good news. Don't want to have to file a lawsuit over this. Before we go to Joe, Lexi, Eric, Julie, Charles, Sean, Don, Herman, Captain Briggs, Alex, and others, got two different phone systems, our phone system and the Genesis phone system. Before I start blitzing to your calls and then covering a bunch of other news in the next hour, I want to play this speech by Gordon Brown that mirrors the Herman Von Rumpy speech calling for global government coming up. This is a new speech in the next hour. It's only a four-minute speech. We'll take about 10 to start it and stop it and break it down. So you definitely stay with us for that. Very important for those of you that have family, friends, employees, bosses that are still in denial about the fact that world government's being set up right now. I want to thank some of the sponsors first, though, before we go any further. First off, I want to thank My Solar Backup. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solution from Science. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current wherever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, the solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com, request their free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Also, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. One of our best and oldest sponsors is eFoods Direct. It's the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. That's high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, all grown here in the U.S. except for the bananas. And they've got ready-to-eat meals, which is the biggest index of recently, and we're talking the last month, produced food, not 10-year-old crud. They also happen to be true patriots who supported the freedom movement for years and have the best prices. That's eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own food, your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, let's go first to Captain Briggs calling from Texas. You're on the air, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just want to say kudos to Tim and Craig for running the InfoWars booth for you.
You're the fella I met you down at the gun show this weekend.
Sir, there's only one good-looking guy there besides you, but I was wearing a cowboy hat and a kilt. We'll get you in a kilt later, I'm sure.
Okay. Don't start talking like Glenn Beck about French kissing Rick Perry. Anyway.
Well, it takes a real man to wear a kilt.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I wanted to say good job on the gun show. Thank you for showing up. That was an absolute treat. I did get the Deborah Medina placards up on the roof on the chimney. I got my Liberty stickers. Thank you, Rick McGinnis and Katie Brewer, for facilitating that. That goes on the Bubba truck. My weapons of choice are the DVDs that I get from your site and bumper stickers like the ones we get from Liberty stickers, spreading the word. On the way back to Colleen from Austin, I did stop by and see the crash site there. I'm with you. We need some answers. We need to have
another issue we haven't really covered is all these other small planes crash into even glass buildings, and the damage isn't one-tenth. I've never seen. But he did supposedly load it up with extra gasoline.
Thank you. And that's what I'm talking about. We need some answers there. It reminded me of some of the buildings that I saw in Kuwait City from Desert Storm, or some buildings there in Iraq in 2003 when I was there. There's something else going on there, brother. You're right. We need to get all the answers before we demonize that guy and victimize little Timmy Geithner and all those other crooks up there running around Washington, D.C.
Well, he won't show his head in public, but he's going to show up in front of the shattered building and have a stupid press conference. I appreciate your call, Captain Briggs. Moving quickly, let's take a call off the Genesis phone system. Charles in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
I want to comment on that Texas thing that happened in Austin. You know, of all the places for this to happen, make a long story quick, it had to happen in your hometown. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
You probably don't remember, I called you about a year ago, and as soon as I got through talking to you, a woman called in behind me complaining that she had to wait like 9 hours to get on your show.
Well, yes, you're here, and, sir.
I want to make one more thing very quickly. Can I make an announcement, please?
Go ahead.
All right. To all the listeners in Arkansas, my name is Charles Neely. I used to be known as JL7, a.k.a. G-E-L-L, the number 7. I was formerly homeless, Alex, and I used to document my plight of homelessness by putting up videos on YouTube of what's going on in Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, 2 years ago, I was on the street. Now I'm off the street with the help of my loving Christian family. And now I'm running for Vic Snyder as Congressman Vic Snyder's seat in the 2nd Congressional District here in Little Rock.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I have taken this step because, Alex, somebody had to do something. And right now, the Democrats and the Republicans are both trying to push their little groom for office people like Tracy Steele of the Martin Luther King Civil Rights Commission and former United States Attorney Tim Griffin. Here I am, just formerly a homeless guy. I'm running for office as an independent because...
Well, Charles, how are you listening to us in Arkansas?
On the Internet.
All right. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Ted Anderson got us on the 50,000 water in Arkansas, and I haven't seen it on our affiliate list. Maybe we should... John, go ask Ted the affiliate numbers and frequency of that station in Arkansas. Covers the entire state. Yeah, call him and ask. Because tell you, that affiliate list has got like half the stations on it, and most of them are wrong. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, I've been listening to you for 4 weeks, and I've been wanting to compliment you. I'm 49 years old. I'm a resident of Wyoming. I've got Lyme disease, and I'm battling it here in Arizona. I've been informed since I was 16 years old. In fact, I worked for Governor Reagan and President-elect Reagan at the Republican National Convention in Detroit in 1980, and I have an incident I just wanted to share with some of your listeners because it's something that happened to me, and I remarked to people everywhere.
Is that the famous incident where they came in and said, we don't care if you're the guy that's going to get elected, you won't be if you don't put George H.W. Bush on the ticket? Because that was seen by hundreds of people and reported by the press.
Absolutely. I was around that. I was the individual that actually, after the pressure was put on Reagan, if you remember, they had some clips here recently on television because Cronkite had died last year, and that famous shot of Cronkite with Jerry Ford up in the booth at the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, and I was standing underneath it at the time, and all the rumors that were floating around of this phony Reagan Ford presidency. We were true conservatives there, and if you may recall, the true conservatives were behind Phil Crane at the time. They wanted Reagan to pick Phil Crane from Illinois. It would have been a 1-2 punch for conservatism, but the Eastern establishment wanted to. They were so, and the press, the Eastern establishment, the bankers, and the press were so upset that Reagan was going to win that convention that they put incredible pressure on him to pick George Bush Sr. as his running mate. And
by the way, I was talking to Dr. Paul Greg Roberts off air. So every time we sent a team to interview him in Florida too, but talking about Bush going after Reagan once he was in office. But real fast, Sean, finish up.
Yeah. I was the person who they entrusted to the following day. Reagan made an announcement. He broke with tradition. He came out on the floor of the convention on that Wednesday night and said, I have to dispel all these rumors. I have asked George Bush to be my vice president, and he has accepted. The next day, which was Thursday morning, they sent me. I went from the top of the Renaissance Center in Detroit with a top secret file, basically, pertaining to a press release, and I took it over to the Bush camp, to the Bush boys. W may have been there at the time. I can't remember, but there were the three boys up in the Pontchartrain Hotel. It listed Bush's complete history with Zephyr Oil in Texas and so forth. And I looked at it. I wasn't supposed to, but I looked at it because I was informed of the Trilateral Commission at the time and so forth. I was only 19.
Yeah, that actually came out in Florida papers that Reagan had been criticizing Bush for being a New World Order person.
Well, absolutely. And we were all shocked, but I just want to let people know that this thing is real. You're a great patriot. I listen to you all the time. You're dead on. This is, you know, I could go on and on. I see things. You know,
well, I'll tell you this. Glenn Beck is their new George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, he's absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I want to tell you another thing. I'm very politically astute. If I had not gotten sick, I probably would have run for Congress out of Wyoming a couple years ago. I'm trying to get well so I can run as an independent Republican in 2012. You know, you had my old friend Red Beckman on there. He introduced me to the constitutional and the common law movement in 1983 in Montana. We were Ron Paul supporters, my friend, in Montana in 1985.
Now, I understand. Sean, you're awesome. You're awesome. God love you. Take care. That's the type of great people that are out there. Let's go back to our phone system here in Austin. Joe in Ohio, you're on the air.
What's up, InfoWarriors? Alex, thank you very much. The Verbal Militia on Justin.tv loves you. I want to ask you, as this bank withholding news starts to spread, I mean, it looks like we could be on the verge of a run. If there is a run, I have two questions. Number one, what do you think it would look like in modern times? We haven't seen a run in a long time.
Well, I mean, we've talked to all these financial... Go ahead.
Number two, what do we do? What are things that people that have it, that still hold money in banks, what are things that they can do to prepare for something like that?
Okay, I appreciate your call. Let me try to respond to this. For those that don't know, it's the top story on PrisonPlanet.com. Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. It's confirmed from the Citibank website. No one thought to actually go get it. We did. We linked to it. It's real. It's real. Drudge Report's got it linked up there right now. Now, notice it's a 7-day. That's exactly what Bob Chapman and Ron Paul and so many others that we trust have said will happen. They won't close the banks because they don't have the money to give you. The Federal Reserve can print whatever it wants, though there's about 1% now actual physical money for all the fiat money the banks have created for themselves. They just created out of nothing. It's digital, then they loan it to you at high interest. The reason they, under this federal regulation, want a 7-day, and it's now in, is what they do is they close the bank for a week, say you can't get it out, because there will be a run to get that money out before they come out and say, okay, we've got a new currency, it'll still be dollars, but new serial numbers, that will have a lower value, or they can devalue it across the board. But generally, they'll close the bank so there's not a big run and a freak out, because then they will have trouble getting the physical money out. And then you just write a check through the Federal Reserve and you get a, you know, money in 6 weeks. That's happened before. The issue is it's done while they devalue the currency. And they're openly talking about devaluing the currency. And they had this secret meeting 2 weeks ago in Australia where they were setting all this up. Now, we don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what's going on there. And clearly they're announcing that they can take your pension funds and the government can nationalize them, tax them, and give you part of it back. They're announcing that several months ago that now your money market isn't insured, that they can just keep it. That's bigger than this. And they're now announcing everywhere 7 days. And some banks are now implementing it. Wells Fargo's implementing it. There's somebody right here in my office. Sat an account there for 12 years, went in to put their paycheck in. They wanted, what was it, $600 of the check out, you know, to pay for stuff. And they said, no, you'll wait 7 days. But this isn't waiting 7 days on your own check. This is waiting 7 days on money you've already got in. And they're getting the embassies ready for all this. Does that mean it's going to happen? I don't know. But this is big news, obviously. Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. PrisonPlanet.com if you want to read the whole thing. You were asking how to protect your money, sir. I have 18 employees and 4 contractors. So we got 22 employees. Or is it 23? I guess counting myself and my wife, it's 25. I'm an employee of my own corporation for liability issues and to keep everything straight. The point is, of the 25 employees, or 20 employees and 4 contractors. There you go. Trying to do the math here. We have to keep quite a bit of money in the bank, just constant bills. I mean, you know, just huge bills. I have to continue to hustle just to get money in to pay all these massive bills, to run the website, the building, the power, the taxes, the paychecks, the vendor checks, buying the DVDs, the books. You got to buy them in bulk. And so most of the money I have is just sitting in banks. People say, well, you should get it out. I don't have time to be running around with safety deposit boxes of cash and getting money orders to mail them out for business. We've got to be able to do this rapidly. I do have some gold and silver scattered around here and there, but not that much. We're going to be okay because even if we go into a depression, we have a big enough audience to where if I ever have to come to you and say the IRS has locked up our bank accounts or they've locked them all up, as you know, if it comes to that, people better get me some wired money or some money orders or some gold and silver right now. But I haven't done that because we don't need it. And I've tried to be a good steward. I've got 6 months of capital to run this office, which is, to me, it's a lot of money, but it's really nothing. If all the money stopped coming in, I could operate for 6 months. And that's better than most people that are fighting the New World Order. Most people are by a shoestring. But, you know, back when I was in a one-room apartment, I was saving about half the money I had and just slowly building savings. And then we reinvested in equipment, cameras, computers, more personnel. So I've always been a pretty good steward of what we do because it's a mission here. But, you know, what should you do? Everybody should have water, firearms, gold and silver, food, good neighbors, friends, people that you can help each other, pledge to help each other in times of need, mutual, you know, pledge of support. Good friends and families is worth more than all the gold in the hills. Okay. Lexi, Eric, Julie, Herman, Alex, Jerry, Mark, Bill, others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, here's that station in Arkansas, KLRG AM 880, 50,000 watts during the day, 50,000 watts, and we're on it right now live, been on it a few months, and we got so many new affiliates out there. It's KLRG AM 880, it's Sheridan, Arkansas, Praise 1150, covers the entire state and then some. There it is for you. And it goes into Tennessee. It goes into Oklahoma and other surrounding states. Covers all of the state and then part of the surrounding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states. Barely touches Texarkana. You'd think Genesis would have that on an affiliate list. They have like a 5-year-old affiliate list. But whatever. I'd rather be underestimated. Great folks there. Want to say hi to them. Okay, let's, as I promised, continue with your phone calls. Lexi in Washington, you're on the air. Lexi, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I had a question regarding a webpage that I've been visiting and reading up about. It's called Planetary Skin, and it's a NASA and Cisco project for global surveillance. And I've sort of been reading over it the past few days and asking family members and people I know, like, what they think about it.
And yeah, say the name again. I've actually seen that. Yeah, it's part of their total surveillance grid. Punch that up for folks.
Yeah, Planetary Skin. And the first thing I saw was the video. And on their website, their video is available on their resources tab.
And tell folks about it.
Well, they're... It's kind of confusing because they have so many partners that there's lots of offshoots of this program.
Yeah, Cisco lays down most of the actual grid that the Internet's on.
Right. And then there's other aspects, like they're partners with this thing called MIT. Well, everybody knows MIT, but it's like a, basically... MIT has aspects called, like...
It's Internet, too.
Connector, and they have something called Bus Connector, and there's videos on their website where it's very futuristic. Like, these things haven't actually come to unfold, but they're
Your refrigerator, your thermostat, everything's remote-controlled by the government.
Right, and there's a creepy part in one of their videos where at one point they're saying, no, these are just drones, and they're going to measure your carbon output, and then you're going to have a global tax related to this.
That's right. They've already launched the drones. Drone surveillance, your thermostat watching.
Mm-hmm. Drones seem less personal. But then on parts of their videos, they're showing some lady in her living room standing in front of, like, a teleprompter, like, and she's not touching it with a mouse or anything. There's, like, a scanner on top of it, and she's just waving her hands and communicating with some type of monitor.
Yeah, it's total control.
That's total control. And then they're saying how convenient it'll be because it's going to help you plan trips to work. And they're even putting these things on bicycles and saying you can, you know, connect and find the quickest route.
And what the RFID does in soup cans and razors and tires and clothes is it will attach a barcode that's scannable and will be read by the cell towers. This is on record 10 years ago, where they can search real items in the real world and track where everything's at. They can use the, well, here it is. Here's Newsweek. The snitch in your pocket, how your cell phone's listening to you, tracking everything you do without a warrant. Thanks for pointing it out to us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your cell phone, your computer, your car. Cars for more than 15 years, all of them have a box that tracks how fast you were driving, what you were doing, a record of it. So when you wreck, they can arrest you and say, you were speeding when you wrecked. You're going to prison. All the RFID going in all the products, tracking everywhere you go, what you do. It's a global scan. They actually call it a control grid. And, you know, they spin it. It's for the environment, the dying earth. We've got to cut your carbon footprint. We can only let you have one child. Bill Gates is now openly talking about it. This is a short segment. I want to play one of literally scores of videos on the smart skin, global skin, MIT, Pentagon produced, UN's involved website. We can't track and we can't, you know, save the planet if we can't surveil it, if we can't control it, if we can't watch everything you're doing. So the spy satellites are now to watch your farm, your ranch. Everything is to control you. Everything you do is to be monitored. You're going to have certain carbon credits for how much you can buy, sell, and trade. So I'm going to play this video. We're going to go out to break, and then we'll come back and continue with your phone calls. But since a caller brought this up, it's why I love taking calls, because it brings up all these wild cards. And they propose this whole thing like it's a great thing and going to save you, but it's all based on a fraud and all designed for eugenics. Here it is, population reduction programming.
Planetary Skin Institute. Sense, predict, act. Three simple steps to address complex global challenges.
Pre-crime!
The major challenges arising from climate change impact every aspect of our lives on our planet. Our societies, economies, and the environment are already bearing the impacts, and there's more and more dramatic to come. We'll see those impacts materializing at every level, from local to global, on land, at sea, and in developing and developed countries. As they try to address multiple and intertwined problems such as water scarcity, food security, rainforest cover and biodiversity loss, the ever-growing demand for energy and its conservation, people around the world make billions of decisions, large and small, every day. But whether they're in the public or private sector, or simply making choices about their local community, all these people share a common problem. They're flying blind because they only have partial information. It comes down to a simple observation. We can't manage what we can't measure. Compounding this challenge is the vast amount of data that's continuously gathered but held in isolated silos. The Planetary Skin R&D program offers a new unifying approach to addressing these major challenges. Planetary Skin creates a distributed nervous system, integrating information from networked sensors on the ground, at sea, in the air, and in space, from machines, and of course from people. It pulls all that information into an open and shared decision space, giving people the information they need, how and when they need it. Researchers will be able to immerse themselves in the decision space. Here, they can carry out all their day-to-day carbon monitoring tasks. This will enable the risk scoring needed to unlock large-scale public and private finance. Planetary Skin's open collaborative platform dynamically distributes decisions throughout communities, and this in turn streamlines the flow of decisions between stakeholders. Achieving trust and fully informed decision-making requires pooling a wide range of assets and capabilities. National and international collaboration across sectors and disciplines is the key to success. The Planetary Skin Institute answers that critical requirement. It will research, develop, and prototype a close-to-real-time global monitoring of environmental conditions and changes to develop the required decision support capabilities to manage global resources and risks and enable the development of environmental markets. PSI will provide a research and development platform for open collaboration between the public, private, academic, and NGO sectors and will be governed as a global public good. PSI is structured as a not-for-profit entity with a mantra of open innovation to engage and partner with the world's leading R&D institutions to co-develop required capabilities. The PSI global network will be made up of 7 peer regional networks, interconnected in a seamless collaborative network underpinned by shared values and principles. Planetary Skin offers us all the ability to swarm collaboratively in order to address the many common challenges.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We just played a video and audio of planetary skin, smart dust, control grid. At least 10 years ago, I saw reports in Australia, England, and the U.S., as well as Canada, where they're installing wireless camera and microphone systems that are powered off of solar power in the most remote areas to surveil people. This is why you go to rural four-way stops in the middle of nowhere where there's an old shut-down gas station and a mule behind a fence. And a dog running around. I mean, I've literally been out in the middle of nowhere in West Texas, East Texas, you name it, and there's cameras at the four-way stops hooked into the Pentagon. And they admit this is their control grid. But notice in this video when they're showing climate change, they show a time-lapse of a power plant. And it looks like smoke is just coming off the whole thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can look at an air conditioner, anything. When it's cold this morning, it was like 45 degrees, it looked like smoke was pouring off all the buildings by my office. It's heat. It's water condensation. It's as big a pollutant as when you exhale in cold weather and it looks like smoke. It's not smoke. Now, I know you know that, but the public doesn't. Show that power plant again, because that's a shot of just one from the air. It actually shows a power plant from a distance. There it is. Hit play on that. That's a time lapse of a power plant, no doubt, near the Arctic Circle or Norway or something, because it's so cold. That only happens when it's below zero. I've seen footage from Minnesota when it's below zero. And everything, I mean, if a human gets on top of a roof, heat just pours off of them. So notice, that's not just heat coming out of smokestacks. That's water vapor. But, oh, my gosh, look at that pollution. Look at all that smoke. I don't want my kids breathing that. Even the dirtiest factories and refineries down on the Texas coast, when it's warm weather, you see no smoke, no nothing. If they are burning something off, it's natural gas, and you'll see a plume, a fire, very clean burning. And it's what plants breathe is what it's putting off. Now, I know you know that, but the public doesn't. We have to expose this fraud. I want to go really fast now, folks. So I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. We're going to go to calls on our phone system, then Genesis calls. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy, Alex Jones.
Hello.
Okay. Before I talk about how they're, doing a hit piece on Paul, I just want to plug some. Luke Radowski, Cindy Sheehan, Richard Gage, Michael Spurn, and Lieutenant Anthony Schaefer, and Russ. Russ Baker.
Sir, listen, I said I can only give callers 1 minute, and we're going to do plugs all day. Just tell me.
TreasonInAmericaConference.com, March 6th and 7th here in Valley Forge. It's going to be really big.
Awesome. But, okay, now, Eric, please, tell us what you called about.
Absolutely. Paul won this straw poll, so, of course, they're going to do hit pieces on him. And they totally, this guy on CNN, David Frum, is completely misrepresenting him, saying, all he talks about is, back in the currency with gold. But that's not what Ron Paul talks about.
Yes, Fox News has always said the most important meeting is CPAC. Ron Paul wins the poll for who they want as president. So now they're demonizing and attacking him. I hear you, Eric. We're going to move quick. I promise to get to your calls. Eric in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Eric. Wanted to let I started listening to you about 2 years ago. A friend of mine sent me Endgame while I was in Korea teaching English. And real quick, I go to a seminary in northern Indiana, and people here are just so bought off on the New World Order stuff. I'm about the only person who really mentions stuff that you and other people talk about. But anyway, the quick question I had for you is I showed Endgame to a friend of mine this week, and who was very intrigued. And, you know, he had a, the one problem he had on it was where you get on a megaphone and you, talk to the world, you know, the Bilderbergs and stuff like that. And, you know, I try to explain, I mean, you know, this is a tactic that goes to the Bible, you know, with the prophets using it all the way through Jesus using it.
Yeah, you have to go before the evil king and call him out. And some people like that, some people don't. The point is, it's the information. What are we going to do about it?
I appreciate that. But, yeah, anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for putting out those videos. You know, a lot of things I couldn't connect the dots with a few years ago. And at the seminary I go to, I'm about the only one who's, you know, saying, you know, Obama's not our hope when most people are saying, oh, he's our hope here.
Well, I don't know what type of seminary you're going to, but, I mean, big government, the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, started by the Rockefellers, have come in and taken over all the big denominations, including Catholic. And that's just what they push 24/7 is world government's good. It's truly sickening. But, you know, tell your friend, it's the information. What is theendgame.com? The website has a full bibliography of what's in that film. He needs to address the issues and what is he going to do about it instead of saying, I don't like him shouting on a megaphone. But I appreciate your call. Julie in Illinois, a bit north of Eric. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Land the Lincoln calling where all governors go to prison. Hey, I'm a relatively new listener, and prior to listening to your program, I had been following Glenn Beck. Because of that, I did attend my first Tea Party April 15th last year, and I was one of those right-wing extremist nuts that went to the 9/12
rally. Let's make no mistake. Glenn Beck does some good, okay, by widening the people that are aware of this stuff. The problem is at key points, he says global warming's real. We need new taxes. Banker bailouts are good. Ron Paul is bad. Deborah Medina's bad. He does enough good stuff to get your confidence. It's like rat poison's 90% good food.
If I'm being deceived, I want to know. I consider myself open-minded, and I just want to get to the truth. But I have heard you made several comments, things that he said, that Glenn has said 9/11 truthers should be locked up. They're capable of violence. They might kill the president. We should pay our cap and trade taxes. But then the soundbite you played talked about him saying, pray our politicians move to the center. I just wanted to see if you could reference a date and a program that he made
all
those
right
statements so that I can just
ma'am, ma'am, number one, I'll be talking about all the things Glenn Beck has done in general, and then I will play a new clip of something he's saying. We don't want our politicians to move to the center of that false political paradigm. Both the liberals and conservatives are bringing in big government and new world order. We want to move out of that system, but I was just looking around for it. Sarah Palin has said global warming's real. Senator McCain says it. Glenn Beck has said it repeatedly, and normally I wouldn't have it in front of me, even though I have a great memory. It just so happens today I have USA Today from Sunday. In fact, give me a document cam shot for folks. It's Don't Judge Beck by His Cover. And it says he believes in global warming, and they interviewed him. And he says, you'd be an idiot not to notice the temperature change, he says. He also says, and this article they gave me is part cut off. I had another printout of one where I could read the whole thing. Guys, will you reprint me the Glenn Beck and give it to me in a printer friendly? Because this is cutting off a whole word at the end and I can't read it to her. You know, the point is, ma'am, is that he did say that Ron Paul supporters want a money bomb, which means blowing things up. We need to have our troops deal with these type of people. They're dangerous. And it was a talking point with Scarborough and others saying we need to tase them and take them to prison and all these Fox News people saying it. I mean, if I spent hours, because there's thousands of Glenn Beck clips, I could go pull those up. I could play clips of him saying the banker bailout's good, that we need all these new taxes. Are you saying you're a Glenn Beck listener and you've never heard any of that? Hold on. They didn't have
Jared,
you faded back
like
up. Ma'am, you gotta start over. They didn't have you faded up. Go ahead.
If he really did make these comments, I would like to know, because I've never heard such a thing, and I personally don't buy into the global warming scam.
Well, ma'am, here's an issue. I'll be here in a week saying, by federal law, all cell phones without warrants listen to you and track where you're at. Now, I just so happen to have Newsweek here today. I won't have this in front of me. Next week, I'll clean the desk off. Here's Newsweek, February 19th. The snitch in your pocket. Law enforcement is tracking American cell phones in real time without the benefit of a warrant. Okay? I'll be talking a month from now about the secret meeting of banks in Australia 2 weeks ago. I won't have this in front of me. Secret summit of top bankers meeting in secret. Everything I told you is true. Everything I just went over is in USA Today. I don't even hardly pay attention to him, and this is all I hear. The problem is he'll start out with something good, like saying the Tea Parties are good, but then next he says, you know, we can't deal with these extremists over on the right and the left. I mean, I don't know what to say to you about you never hearing him call for new taxes. It says, don't judge Beck by his cover. And it says, zoom in on this for me. Here it is. He believes in global warming. You'd be an idiot. This is a quote. Not to notice the temperature change, he says. He also says there's a legit case for global warming has, at least in part, been caused by mankind. He has tried to do this part by buying a home with green design and using energy-saving products. Quote, I'm willing to do anything but use the CFLs, he says, the compact fluorescent light bulbs. I put one in once and couldn't stand the way it lit up the room. I mean, it's just, it's every day. You don't know he was for the banker bailout? I mean, you didn't seem to say that it isn't big enough?
No, I hear him saying that the government needs to stop spending.
I know. And then at key points, he will then come back and double back on that. Look. Do you have YouTube, ma'am?
Yes.
YouTube, Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. And that's a small smattering of him demonizing Ron Paul. A small smattering of him calling for more taxes and the other issue of the banker bailout. I know, that's my point. He'll have Ron Paul on one day and the next day attacking. And so it's going on. But I'm glad you're out there searching. But that's the problem. To even get into Glenn Beck, perhaps I should just do a whole show or a couple hours in the next few weeks and get dozens of clips lined up, and that'll just be my documentary about Beck. Just do it all here live on air. Get it out to everybody, because, I mean, it's just people don't know. Check it out for yourself.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Julie, I know you say you're investigating, and that's good. Because if you investigate back, he says the right things, but then when there's a key vote coming up for a banker bailout, or Deborah Medina is about to win in Texas for governor, that'll send shockwaves across the nation politically for states' rights, he comes in and attacks them savagely, just like he did Ron Paul. So I challenge you to go research that for yourself, okay?
Yes. My neighbor had told me that, and I had never heard Glenn say that myself, and I'm just trying to determine, is his radio program radically different than what he presents on television?
It is a lot different. Ma'am, have you seen USA Today? I mean, I'm not making that up from yesterday.
No, but I jotted that down, and I intend to look that up.
Yeah,
listen to his radio program. I watch the television program, and I DVR it when I can't watch. And I've just never heard him make these statements.
Well, I don't know what show you're watching, but I appreciate your call. Look, I can't spend any more time on Glenn Beck. But I mean, guys, pull up Glenn Beck calls for more taxes. He was on O'Reilly. I randomly tune in and hear it. I don't have time, though. I'm going to take calls and play this other Gordon Brown clip. By the way, cue up Herman Von Rumpke. We might as well play that, too, when we get to this global government clip. He says a lot of the right things, ma'am, but then he doubles back at key points, key political points. That's my point. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening and watching you for almost 14 years back when you and Mike were doing your little TV show down here in public access television. You inspired me to stand up for myself in the face of abusive police authority. It ended up getting me roughed up by the police, but it also motivated me to get involved in this fight. And I've been in it ever since. I wanted to thank you for the job that you and your staff do. I wanted to echo the sentiments of the importance of supporting a broadcast like this. Folks that may save back 10% for their church or some charity for some other country or something right now. Our country right now is at a pivotal moment in history, and there is nothing, in my opinion, that is more important than keeping this broadcast on the air and keeping this message getting out. It has grown exponentially thanks to the hard work of patriot listeners and activists.
Well, sir, it's not just people tithing with their money, and I appreciate that. It's tithing with your time. Tell your friends and family that have iPhones, they can listen for free with a great free app that they can email. We have links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Tell people about your local AM and FMs. More listeners. It's minds we want to unlock. That's why I've made the films that I want people to make copies of, because Glenn Beck and Barack Obama have to reapply their lies. All we've got to do is show somebody the full picture one time and their mind is unlocked. And sure, it doesn't work with everybody, but we don't need the majority. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Whether you can sacrifice your time or your money, whatever you're physically or financially capable of, it is about sacrifice. It is about giving up something for the greater good of this country. And we advertise on your show, KLBJ. We're a sponsor on your show. We do what we can. We're supporting the Medina campaign. If I could give out a quick info to the Boston listeners as where they could get signs, I'd appreciate it. That's pretty much it. Is it all right if I give out info?
Sure. I mean, we're down to the last week and a half. The number one thing is to call your friends and family and tell them vote for Medina.
Absolutely. We've got tomorrow we're going to have 100 signs and bumper stickers at Bright Ideas Hydroponics and Organics. It's located in 4201 South Congress. You can call 444-2100, or you can go to the website www.bihydro.com and get directions from there. We've got signs for supporters. We are the South Austin headquarters for campaign materials.
Well, bro, that is awesome. That is awesome. Keep it up. Now that's from our phone system. I'm going to come back, and I've got to give each caller 1 minute, folks, because I want to get to all your calls, and I got to cover Gordon Brown and some other news coming up. But Herman, Alex, Jerry, Mark, Bill, Mark, and Gene, I'm going to you when we come back, and that's it for calls. And so have your point, your question, your comment ready, because I've got a bunch of other news we've got to get to before this radio show ends. And you may be listening in Arizona or New York or California or Arkansas or Illinois or Florida and asking, why should we care about Deborah Medina? The RNC's down here trying to knock her out because they know of a real conservative libertarian constitutionalist comes from nowhere and beats Rick Perry, the guy they want to run for president, that shows that the Tea Party movement isn't controlled by the Republican machine and that it's a rebellion against incumbents and globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Travesty of a mockery of a sham, as Woody Allen once said.
It shows how troubled television is.
But I want to ask you a serious question. Yes. Last night, I know you watched Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax, 2%.
Yep.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
Value-added tax goes through absolutely everything. So it hits 2% on every piece. You make a car, somebody's making the radio, 2%. Somebody's making the... So it hits...
The corporations
it
pay, too.
All the way along.
Now, they propose this like it's going to get us out of debt to the banks. And oh yeah, we'll cut spending. Notice, and they don't even say get rid of the income tax. They have a lot of neocons push, oh, let's get value added and sales tax and then get rid of the income tax. No, you're going to have it all. And I mean, that's just something we found during the break. We could go on and on and on and on. I could play you, pull up Glenn Beck neocon, not libertarian. It's like a 4 minute clip and it's pretty early in where Glenn Beck says that the banker bailout isn't big enough. Or just go to YouTube and type in, Glenn Beck supports banker bailout. I mean, on and on and on and on. He said the MIAC and Homeland Security reports weren't that bad, might be reasonable, that veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians are the number one threat internally to Homeland Security, and that's what it's really set up for. Look, I can't spend all day on this, and I got a bunch of other news I got to cover, okay? But I could sit, in fact, I'm going to do it. In the next week, I'll collate a whole bunch of these horrid clips, and I'll do 2 hours on TV, simulcast with the radio, and I'll do it all for you. Him calling for global warming taxes, saying global warming's real. Him saying the Patriot Act's good, demonizing Ron Paul, calling for all these new taxes, supporting it all. The banker bailout, everything, okay? I'll show you him being nice to Glenn Beck on a show, Glenn Beck being nice to Ron Paul on a show, then stabbing him in the back later. Okay, I'll show it to you. I mean, if you won't go out and look it up for yourself. I don't know what show you're watching. Last week, he put Deborah Medina up next to Van Jones and said, these people hate America. Deborah Medina doesn't get any better than her. I mean, I don't know what show you're watching. Okay. 1 minute a caller, because I've got to get to this Gordon Brown situation. Let's go to Herman in New York. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, two quick questions. An objection I always get from my friends and family is that they always look at everything not in the left-right paradigm, but more of the black and white paradigm. So anytime I talk about the founding fathers, how great they are, how patriotic they were, and trailblazing they were, they always say, well, I don't listen to any white person. I don't care. I'm pro-Obama. He's black, et cetera, et cetera. That's my first comment.
Let me answer that quickly and simply. The founders were in the time they were in 230, 240 years ago, the real war going on 240-plus years ago. They weren't perfect, but the ideas that were put on paper led to all the freedom we've seen, and slavery still going on in Africa in many areas and in Asia. And we're now debt slaves to another system. Certainly they weren't perfect, and a lot of them fought with each other. Some were against slavery, some were for it. The point is, it's those ideas of God-given rights, that our rights don't come from a government. And They need to understand Obama took the restrictions off and doubled the funding for forced abortions in China and Africa and infanticide, and that more black babies are being aborted than are being born. Now, they may put a sweet coating on that, and Obama may be 6% African. 6%, folks. 44% Arab, half white. It doesn't matter. It's a stunt. Like Sarah Palin for president, because she's a woman, is a stunt. Give me a black guy, give me a white guy, give me a white woman, a black woman, a brown woman. If they're a constitutionalist, I'm for them. You know, Deborah Medina's got Spanish last name. I could care less. Give me a green person if they give me freedom, if they leave me alone. Now, what's your second question?
Yes. Do you know if the economist John Maynard Keynes has any affiliation with the Rothschild, the Rockefellers? He's the economist that believes, you know, government spending can get you out of a
recession. Yeah, no, he was funded by the British and the U.S., total globalist, wanted world government, yes, publicly.
Oh, okay. And my last comment is, I believe that we are making progress. I think that, you know, we are making movements, but one thing that I'm a little bit apprehensive about is that nobody's going to jail. I mean, even last week, Rothschild was on CNBC. You know, Geithner was investigated, but he's not going to jail. He's not in handcuffs. And
I know, and we have to keep pointing that out. Look, I'm out of time, so we spent 3 minutes with that caller. And it's great questions. I want to try to get to everybody else. But before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and cover Gordon Brown now. Okay, because I said I do this today, and I'm getting to where I'm trying to make myself cover things I say I'm going to cover. Before I do that, two of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible, one of them is Ecola Blue, EcolaBlue.com, atmospheric water generators. They grab water out of the air. One unit has 7 filters. Another has 12 filters that it goes through, reverse osmosis, you name it. And all Ecola Blue units, all their products, from one that gives you 7 gallons a day to one that gives you 500 gallons a day, 10% off. Ladies and gentlemen, 10% off, and today is the last day on the website. Product code Alex Jones, you get the 10% off, or when you call them, tell them Alex Jones. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or ECOLOBLUE.com. And one last sponsor, FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle sight, FrontSight.com. The millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the best preeminent for the general public, no drill instructor, tough guy attitude, 5 days of firearms training for you and your family, 5 days of world-class gun training at the Firearms Training Center, a lot of great stuff on their site as well, a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. It's very inexpensive. Plus, if you act fast, a millionaire patriot will give you a Springfield Armory XD pistol, the caliber of your choice. That's frontsight.com, frontsight.com. Excellent, folks. It's one thing to own firearms. It's a whole other thing to know how to use them, frontsight.com. Okay. Let's play Herman Van Rompuy from 3 months ago before the Copenhagen summit saying this was going to be the birth of the New World Order and their global regulatory system. Here is Herman Van Rompuy first.
In our, and between our countries, 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
Okay, and of course, Ban Ki-moon was in the New York Times, an article titled, We Can Do It, saying the birth of world government is here, global governance, all there. Gordon Brown, Al Gore, countless speeches, Tim Geithner, you ought to see Burmese's film. It's full of them, Invisible Empire. Coming out April 15th is the official. We're taking our time making it. It's coming out then. The point is that they had this secret meeting 2 weeks ago in Australia where the leaders of the private 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including U.S. Federal Reserve and European Central Banks, landed in Sydney to meet tomorrow at a secret location. So they make their decisions at these Bilderberg Group-type meetings. Bilderberg's just one of the preeminent meetings, where Obama met secretly in 2008 with Hillary. And that's now been admitted. And that's in my film, The Obama Deception. And in this video clip, listen to what he openly says about how they're creating a global constitution written by the banks. See, they don't care that they couldn't get people to sign the treaty at Copenhagen to huge taxes on the third world, first world. It'll kill hundreds of millions of people every few years. There's already 15 million kids starving to death each year, another 20 million adults. It'll at least double that each year. You're talking about 100 million in just 4 or 5 years extra that'll be dying. This is so huge. And they admit, here's Bill Gates. Bill Gates calls for population reduction in a speech. We have the video. We'd play it if we had time. It's up on Infowars.com. This, they want a planetary regime, as the head climatologist at NASA has said, as Bill Gates has said, as the White House science czar John P. Holdren has said in Eco Science. Like, where is that? It's right over here. They have pushed all this. In fact, it's got a big stack of stuff on it. Get my lunch off of it, but I'll just show you right now. Here it is. Eco Science calling for all of this. This is their real agenda. When they tell you they want to give you jobs and energy, they want to shut down your industry. And they know every green job costs two jobs. They know that. They know that, but it brings control. Now, here is Gordon Brown. I'm going to be stopping it and commenting as he talks about this, because they couldn't pass their greenhouse gas takeover. And so they're saying we're going to have the bureaucracies through executive orders all over Europe and the U.S. and England and Australia and Canada and New Zealand. And we're going to tell the third world, if you want your IMF World Bank money, you've got to do this, or we're going to shut off your food and water that the globalists now have gotten control of through debt. And here he is saying, we're just going to set up a global government, a new world order of the banks. Here it is.
Today, I want us to imagine what people will say of us all a century from now. People look back on the moments that are the turning points in world history. 1789, 1848, 1945, 1989. Only in retrospect do people see the significance of the times that they are living through. But in the last 2 years, our world has been suffering not just an ordinary economic downturn, but what will be remembered as the first crisis of globalization. It's the first crisis of a world being totally transformed by the scale of global financial flows, by the global sourcing of goods, and by the speed, the scale, and the scope.
So they promise you that NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization are going to create milk and honey. Their own internal documents 30 years ago said it was designed to deindustrialize and get us dependent, that they would then tell us it was a service economy and then even take that away from us. He then goes on, as he just said, that this crisis is going to bring in their new world order, a crisis that Goldman Sachs and other internal documents that are in mainstream news document were done by design. Let's continue with Gordon Brown.
...of globalization itself. And it's a world of massive new opportunities that I want to talk about.
And pause again. They create the crisis. They offer the solution, their opportunities to make you become bankrupt so you beat yourself on the wreck of world government. They don't care if it wrecks things. That's the design. They want feudalism. Continue.
But also, as we found, a world of massive new uncertainties and insecurities, too. What we have experienced is not just the usual inflation-driven economic crises, such as we have seen in the past 50 years, but a wholesale crisis.
The central banks, in a coordinated fashion on record, have caused the devaluation of global currencies in the West to stay at the same level so people don't notice it by one currency being worth more than another. But here he is talking about instabilities they created by design. This is the progenitor. This is the spokesman for the people that engineered this, and they brag that Wall Street and the big banks have gotten more power out of this. Continue.
That has gone right to the heart of the global financial system itself. And so it is time for us, as we reflect on these events, to draw conclusions about the new framework and the new policies we do need
problem,
to build
reaction,
a stronger
solution.
And fairer world economy that will need meet the needs of its citizens in this new global age. Quite simply, without radical change, we will not be able to emerge from the crisis into a stronger, fairer, more stable
pause
future.
Again. So as they wreck things, as they have shock therapy, as they shut down economies by design, as they wreck Greece and Spain and Portugal and the United States and Iceland by design and get fabulously wealthy and write articles about how they're screwing us and laugh at us, he's got a new solution. The bankers' world covenant, their world constitution, where they run things. As the Copenhagen Treaty said, you will pay your taxes to the private banks on everything you do with this planetary skin of surveillance. Here it is.
So here are my proposals for discussion today.
Get ready.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system. Secondly, I believe that each country needs national growth and jobs strategies that are founded on science, innovation, and skills for the future.
Okay, so a global government rule, a constitution, a treaty that you sign onto and waive your rights, and then green jobs, which aren't green, which all the public largesse and money that you've paid in taxes is then given to Al Gore, Barack Obama, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers that openly own the carbon trading and the windmill companies and all the rest of it. And then they do home inspections and make you use the company they want to, quote, fix your house. And you've got to buy the light bulbs they have a patent on and the toilet they have a patent on and the refrigerant they have a patent on. And they can decide what factory stays open, what gets shut down to even what car dealerships allowed to stay open. Continue.
But also, and this is my key point, growth for each of us will be lower, and therefore low growth will affect us all, unless there is a strategy for global growth agreed between the G20.
Another lie. Another lie. They don't want growth in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96, in the 1973 State Department Memorandum 200, in all their statements. But see, that's the big lie. Is that this will give you growth. Continue.
20 countries and beyond. Thirdly, I believe that as we develop the skill jobs that are going to be necessary for the future, we should see social mobility as the modern route to social justice. And we should devise together the radical measures that will massively accelerate the rate of social mobility in our societies.
All right, pause. That means wealth redistribution. Robbing the middle class, giving a tiny pittance to the poor, after you've already taken their jobs, and then transferring the lion's share of it to offshore banks who claim they're going to give it to the third world. But the third world actually saw the treaty. They had to make right at double the cuts in carbon emissions that the first world did. So more lies, more deception. Oh, it's liberal. That's why we're, you know, radical redistribution of wealth. Continue.
And fourth, with globalization, we have a unique chance to recognize our global interdependence as citizens and work towards a truly global society. And that is a world free from climate change catastrophe, it's a world free from terrorism, and a world where we tackle poverty, disease, illiteracy, and inequality.
Pause. So, we're staging terror, we've got a hoax about the polar bears all dying and sea levels rising, which they admit's a fraud, and temperatures rising, which is a fraud, as if that's even bad. And we're going to do this in global interdependence under this global constitution run by the banks. And now he talks about a new world order. Go ahead.
Together, I think these proposals are the modern progressive way of achieving our historic goals of economic progress, social justice, environmental care.
There must be a longer clip because, or it must be at the first, because he says new world order in the clip I sent you guys. Yeah. Watch the front of it, because I know you guys started it later in the clip. I mean, the name of the clip is Gordon Brown Calls for New World Order. I mean, there's countless clips. That's the part I really want to play. But there he is. There he is calling for all of this in your face. I'm going to skip this break. I'm going to skip this last break. And if that's not the right clip, because I sent you one. Oh, that's the one Burmese gave you. He says New World Order several times in that speech. If not, pull up another YouTube of him calling for New World Order and saying we'll use this crisis for a New World Order. It's important to have that last clip. I'll just pull up another YouTube of him saying it's at that speech he said New World Order. So that's the wrong one if it doesn't have it. Now, here you have Gordon Brown pushing all of this in your face. This new global constitution. Let's jam in a couple phone calls here. And then, John, tell me when my guest is ready. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Indiana. Alex, you're on the air. Already went to Alex. Jerry in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you that the Tallahassee TV News the other night had picketers in Quincy, Florida, carrying signs, a utility bill, $1,000 for 1 month. You did hear what I said?
Hey, natural gas was $15 per 1,000 cubic feet, the British measurement. Now it's been $2, $3, but you pay more in Austin. $2.6 billion in greenhouse gas taxes in the next 3 years if the Austin City Council this month or later next month is going to have a surprise vote to pass it. Absolute raping. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you, my wife brought a cashier's check from a big bank in Cincinnati down here to deposit. She wanted to cash it. They wouldn't let her cash it, okay? It was like for $4,000. She had $5,000 in the bank. They made her sign a paper that they would hold those funds on the cashier's checks for 30 days. This is a bank cashier's check.
Yeah, they're getting from a bank that guarantees it. They're going to use the interest on your money and everybody else's money, and they're using this new federal regulation to hold money for 7 days, even if you already have money in the bank. They're saying they're going to hold it. We're going to cover that in the rebroadcast coming up. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing. And then about a month later, I went down. I wanted to buy a CD from the bank. The girl took me aside, and she said, no. You don't want to put your money in that. She said, here's a card. You go down the road. You go to this brokerage house. See this man. Make an appointment with him. Put your money in the stock market. This is about 2 or 3 years ago.
And now they're saying they can take your pension funds, they can take your 401k, they're saying they may take and not pay you back for your money markets. They are imploding the economy, and if we don't kick the bankers out, it's over for us as a society. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more here. Mark in Mass, you're on the air. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, man, we love you in Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and the truth about 9/11, the New World Order, is wicked popular amongst the youth here. I just had one point. You were discussing the possibility of an inside job regarding the alleged suicide pilot Joe Stack.
Yes.
He said he questions about the suicide note raised by his family. But his family is really wacky. His daughter labeled the attack tamely inappropriate. And the attack also killed a Vietnam vet. His name was Vernon Hunter.
And no, I mean, I made that point when we read her in the AP saying it doesn't sound like him, and then separately she's saying if he did do it, she thinks he's a hero. So, yes, we covered that. I appreciate your call on that subject. Folks, I want to shift gears now here at the very end of the show and tell you we had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts in the interview today. I covered the bank runs, the appearance of preparation for that. It's linked up on Drudge, our article, and links to other articles that we have on PrisonPlanet.com. I covered so much today. I'm really proud of this broadcast. But I want to now, in the last 5 minutes, go to Ted Anderson, because gold shot back up Friday, shot back up today, even though the dollar's going up and down, the euro going up and down, all this craziness happening. Ted has been offering a deal, and he said he's going to end it very, very soon. I don't even know if he's going to continue. I just got him on the phone here for Midas Resources, who actually owns Genesis. They have francs, European gold francs, fifth of an ounce coins, at $450 an ounce when you count the free $159 newsletter. It's a $240-something coin. He gives you a $150-something newsletter free with the coin, and you can't beat that deal. Ted, are you still offering that, or have the francs gone up a bit?
No, I'm still holding that price. The francs did go up a little bit, but I'm still offering the same deal. If you buy one French franc from us, or actually it's not French, it could be any one of the francs. French is just one of them. They're at $249.61. It's the European francs. They're a fifth of an ounce of gold. The newsletter does sell it for $159. So if you figure that out, I mean, you're really buying gold at a price that's dating way back into the mid-1990s.
And it's a great deal on the coin by itself. That's $1,050 gold with it at $1,115. So you're already getting a huge discount on the gold from when you bought it in the market, and you're throwing this invaluable newsletter in on top. Tell us about some of the other gold and silver coin deals you've got that are your best deals, Ted.
Well, the sovereign's at 308.76. I mean, we've got a whole long line of different things. The Montana coins are in the $19 range. The Lakotas right now are in they're like $20 and some odd cents. I'm doing an air check down here in Tampa Bay. By the way, you're coming in great on 1340 a.m. I was just wanting to make sure. It was part of a deal that I picked up here recently with that station out in Arkansas. I wanted to hear it, make sure it sounded right. But anyways, the gold market is really hot right now. They've gone up. You can take a look. The franc right now is in the $250 range, and I'm selling it for $249.61, and so that's a discount from its regular price. You buy one of these coins from me, I pick up the International Forecaster subscription for a year, and I can tell you, Alice, with what's going on in the markets today, you need to be informed. Education is everything. I mean,
absolutely, and of course, the markets are wild and very unstable. And have you seen it's confirmed from Citibank, and now all banks are saying they may hold your money even when it's already deposited and good? They may just hold your bank account for 7 days, and they're confirming they may just take your money markets.
It's all about fractional reserve banking, Alex. the banks only keep on less than 6% of your money that you deposit will they even have to return to you if you demand it. If everybody tries to get their money out of the bank at once, you'll be lucky to get 6 cents on the dollar. And then, of course, the federal government has to step in and bail out FDIC and print money like crazy. So the money that you get is going to be killed by inflation. It's going to be like...
Let me give people the number. Let me give them the number. The show's almost over. 800-686-2237. Call. Take advantage. Silver, gold coins. You're not going to find a deal better anywhere, folks. Check it. This is where I buy my stuff. I mean, Ted's got the best deal. 800-686-2237. And we do have our guys down at the Geithner press conference at the Kamikaze attack site. He's going to be speaking in 1 hour. Everybody should go down there and ask Geithner questions in the press conference. 800-686-2237. Call, get your gold, get your silver. And another affiliate, Ted, give us the affiliate in Tampa.
Yeah, this one is WTAR. It's at 1340, and there's also a sister station at 1350. And it plays in the Tampa area. I'm on Clearwater right now.
Ted, we're out of time. What time's the show on there? Is it live?
It plays 1 hour from here in Florida time, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Okay, God bless you, Ted. Thank you so much. Now listen, folks, listen. I'm going to go out with Gordon Brown calling for a new world order. Here it is.
World ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order.
Folks, and don't forget, retransmission starts now on the internet streams at InfoWars.com, the free iPhone app, and great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Key info.
Thank you for listening.
We'll have more on the Geithner press conference tonight and tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Join us, 11 a.m. Spread the word. Yeah!
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolo.com. BLUE.com today.